InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
This is the first time I can ever think where a major political party has sided with narco-trafficking, murdering, terrorist scum. You know, you play one of those clips from a Democrat who said, oh, there's no such thing as a narco-terrorist. They're just narco-persons. The ISIS and these narco-terrorists in our hemisphere use the same tactics. They use rape as a weapon. They skin people alive. They cut off their heads. They burn them to death. These narco-terrorists, if a politician opposes them, they kidnap their family. If they don't give them what they want, they murder their family. You can go to the Border Patrol here in the United States and you can say, draw me a map of the border, and on the Mexican side, tell me which cartel controls every inch of territory. And the border agents can literally say, mile by mile, which cartel controls which section of the border? Not the Mexican government. They don't control it. Which cartel? When President Trump declared these organizations foreign terrorist organizations, that wasn't just a talking point. That wasn't just a buzzword. It was a promise. A promise from this president to use hard American power to kill and to stop these terrorists, these enemies of the United States, from killing our families, from killing our children, from taking over our communities. And that's what President Trump is doing.
Well, there you go. And something else just came out big. We'll be getting to in the next segment. Hegseth had nothing to do with the blowing up of the boat other than following the president's orders. It's all a giant lie. And they've now talked to all the witnesses, including the judge, advocate generals, and they were the ones that made the final call. Hegseth wasn't even involved. Notice he said that, quite frankly, I was busy in meetings and just took a quick call about they were about to strike another boat, or strike that first boat. All exonerated. But it's all part of the military coup operation. We have Senator Mark Warner saying only the U.S. military can save us from Trump now. That's the Podesta plan. And they're everywhere. So just a week ago, we're not saying, you know, that he's giving illegal orders. We're just saying when he gives them, don't follow them. And now they're like, just overthrow this guy. That's what is illegal. So this is a big deal. So start your engines. We're gonna start the main broadcast. When we go to break in a minute and a half, we're gonna come back and I'm gonna start the main transmission because we're loaded for bear today. And we've got a lot of massive guests and information coming up. But the globalists are more desperate than ever. And they're not giving up. And so this is the immovable object comes into contact with the unstoppable force. This is historic. And it ties into everything else that's going on. And if you want to know where we're going to be living under the globalists, if we don't turn this around, they're giving people life in prison for not using the correct pronouns in Ireland. It's mainstream news. A school teacher refuses to do it. And so life in prison. Canada, same law is going into effect. It's a global operation. So you want to know where we'll be if it wasn't for Trump in there, as imperfect as he is, that's where we're going. This is total totalitarianism. The left launched another giant hoax yesterday. They released new Epstein files that James O'Keefe released in June of this year. Unbelievable. We've got, and they edited out the names of Democrats. Then they covered up, but they don't care. We'll be right back. Stay with us. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at theologyandthestore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So for 10 years, the criminal Democrat Party, working with foreign intelligence agencies, major corporations, the FBI and the DOJ, have been involved in a reign of terror against President Trump and his most ardent supporters, putting us in prison, trying to put us in prison, debanking us, censoring us, setting us up, destroying our families, suing our families, lying about us, creating hoaxes that we did things we didn't do. Trump, I love the KKK. They're fine people. He said, I don't like the KKK. They're not fine people. Alex Jones said people to pee on dead kids' graves. Nobody peed on graves, much less me telling them. It's just all lies. It's Jesse Smollett world. It's play victim world. And now, they were supposed to get rid of Hegseth in the coming weeks, but it all blew up in their face because, they went in and talked to the judge advocate generals and the admirals and everybody, and Hegseth wasn't even involved. He said, the president, once he's blown up, when you're ready to go, boom, they called him. They said, we're ready to hit the first drug boat. He said, hit it. Went to another meeting. He told the total truth. Didn't say kill them all, didn't say hit them again. That's just standard procedure. And now it's all come out. But they've still got enclosed door hearings at the Senate. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the admiral that was under the command. But even ABC News has to admit, turns out Hegseth didn't even make the call for the second hit. It was the judge advocate generals. Yeah, because that's a legal issue, and they made the final call. Lawyers are involved in everything, aren't they? And so now they're screwed there. And the Inspector General report came out. Hegseth did nothing, sending out on a signal text that the strikes had begun. And it turns out somebody had planted other people that shouldn't be on the list on there. Gee, wonder who did that. I predicted it when it first broke. You got Jeffrey Goldberg involved? Literal Mossad / Obama Democrat operative? Come on. So, Hegseth is loyal. He's smart. He's doing a great job. And that's why they're after him. And they need the military to stage their coup against America. It's their official plan. And I keep explaining that they keep trying and keep trying. But this is really spectacular how all of this blew up on the launch pad. But that doesn't stop them. They're all over the news saying, the report by the Inspector General, Hegseth needs to go. They don't tell you full exoneration. They're on Capitol Hill meeting about Hegseth. Secret meeting with the senators. It's already come out yesterday afternoon, that they went and interviewed everybody and the Navy, and they've released the info. And they've said, no, he just said the president ordered the next confirmed drug boat hit. He gave the order. They call him up and say, we're about to hit it. He says, hit it. And that's, he goes, I'm a busy guy. It's not like the movies or those photo ops Obama does where he's in the Situation Room dropping the bombs with the drones. And, I'm really good at killing people. Two words, predator drones. Hegseth and them aren't sitting there jacking off on television, you know, in Tom Clancy-style situation room stuff. It's just not the reality. Now, Trump on big strikes on Iran and stuff, that was a big deal, so he was in there for that. That's because he was obviously wanted to see what's going on. But just the everyday stuff, do you think Hegseth's watching live feeds in Somalia right now where they're taking out the new ISIS groups that are forming there? No. Because he's got too much to do, too many things to carry out. So it's all blown in their face, but more importantly, what is it about? And I know you all know the answer, so let's tell everybody else, because this is how we raise the alarm. It's about preparing some big event, some false flag, to be blamed on Trump and the National Guard and the Border Patrol and all the rest of it. And it is about when this big event comes, trying to sell the public and the blue states and everybody on turning against America. And, of course, the blue states will do it because they're globalists. And then using that illusion and using that supposed gravitas or strength of, oh, look, see all these blue states seceded because Trump's a dictator, believing that that will somehow put enough pressure on the body politic and the military to stage a coup against Trump. So here's Senator Mark Warner spewing his treason.
Unprecedented disrespect when they were all brought to get a pep rally in front of Hegseth and Trump. This is an administration that's fired, you know, uniformed generals from the head of the NSA, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Mm-hmm. And I think in many ways, the uniformed military may help save us from this president and his lame people like Hegseth, because I think their commitment is to the Constitution and obviously not to Trump, and I expect Bradley to adhere to that.
So, Senator, let's go a little further on this. What are concerns you have about the legality of these strikes at all?
All right, so always implying it's illegal, always implying it's criminal, always implying the military's got to do something. This is pushing for a military coup, which when Trump was president-elect, they had all the talking heads on all the corporate channels saying, don't worry, they'll stand up to him when he tries to become a dictator, and they'll even get rid of him. And then you have them, Carville and Podesta and them on TV. Oh, Democrats, when this goes down, you rise up because he's a tyrant. He's a king. But none of it's reality-based. So you see this known globalist criminal, Mark Warner, one of the worst up there, a real crocodile in the swamp, and all the little baby leeches by the millions that follow after him. He's up there all confidently, no, don't worry, we're going to have the military stand up against this guy. Oh, like Phil Mudd said, the CIA is going to kill Trump, or six ways of studying to get the president, like Schumer said, or we need to be ready to fight and die against Trump, The View. You need to go out and buy guns because ICE is, what they're doing is illegal. What the Border Patrol's doing is illegal. They're coming after citizens. No, they're not. They're the ones turning the temperature up to boil. I know all of you know this. We just then have to pressure Congress and our local governments and the state police and any jurisdiction in run by the left. Most cities are, Soros people in charge of the courts and everything, to get ready for this because they're really trying it. And what did Jesse Waters say last week? He said he had high-level current CIA tell him, this is elements of the CIA, and we know that their names. It's Brennan and it's Acolyte, you know, the senator. And they are trying to run a destabilization operation ahead of a big event that'll be blamed on Trump. Jesse Waters didn't call it false flag because that's so loaded. He knows they'd say, oh, you're Alex Jones now. So they said, oh, just a big, a bad event to be blamed on Trump. It's false flag. It's all pre-programmed. It's all loaded. It's already ready. The contract's already out on you. The guys, the guns, the line pit's already been dug. If I'm inside here, all I do is hit one button. That's a quote from a great scene in Carlito's Way where the corrupt lawyer stole the money from the mobster. And he says, I gave your money to the guy. He goes, don't try that with me. Who do you think I am? What do you take me for? The point is that they got the whole thing lined up and the whole thing ready. It's not even veiled. It's like a Las Vegas casino sign blasting out. You can see it 30 miles away. Got spotlights from the old days at movie theaters or car dealerships. They wanted you to come for a new sale or new, you know, release. You'd see those big spotlights everywhere. And they worked. That'd be a kid saying, hey, Dad, there's spotlights. It means good movies. You go, somebody'd be like, all right, let's go see what's showing. Because, yeah, that's the old days. You had to get a newspaper to see what was showing. A lot of we just drive the movie and see what's showing. So, I mean, this is not even, hey, guys, look how the wind's blowing. This might be about to happen. This is going on. It doesn't mean they're going to be successful. But if we're not running around like chickens with our heads cut off talking about this, we got a big problem. And I know most populist conservatives, a lot of the podcasters, get a lot of ratings and stuff out of just bitching about Trump endlessly and complaining all day. And it's good to keep Trump on the straight and narrow. But regardless, folks, do you know what's going to happen if the globalists get back control of this country? The Great Reset, it will be absolute hell. If you think the DEI and the crime and the Islamicization and the pedophile pushing, and you think that was bad now, that was just getting teed up. So this is about self-preservation. But notice, there's each new hoax. Hegseth did something bad on Signalgate, totally exonerated. Hegseth ordered them and said, kill everybody, kill them, attack again. Wasn't even on that call, just like he said. He said, that's not true. When it first broke last week, and he didn't even elaborate. He says, it's just fake news. They're like, oh, yeah, really? We have witnesses that you ordered a double strike because the lawyers have looked at that somehow and thought maybe, you know, if they're defenseless, we can do that. The next Seth goes, you think I just sit there during all these operations? He goes, they didn't need to be told to hit it twice. They hit it 3, 4, 5 times. If the mission is to destroy it and make it inoperable, what do you think they do in military operations like that? They kill everybody. It would have taken 10 missiles on that boat that had done it. The boat wasn't sunk. They were on the deck trying to load the drugs back on. And so they called up the top lawyers. They looked at the live feed from the drone and said, yes, it's legal. Hit it. And so the operators went, hit it again. You mean to show you 1,000 videos of similar things in the last 30 years? It's if anybody's good at something, it's the U.S. and drones and these things. I mean, these are guys been playing video games for decades, and these are real video games. And every video is the same. You hear all the chatter, you hear the codes, you hear the hit them. Oh, we got some there. Move over there. No, move to that one first. All right, hit them. Good. Move to that one. I mean, that's what goes on. And Hegseth's just laughing at people because he knows it's crap. But he should take it more serious because there's generals and people in there that are double agents that are gunning for him. What we're seeing is just the tip of the iceberg here, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and just one more time. Let's hear Senator Warner pushing his coup crap. That's what this is. And then let's go right into ABC News just blew up the Democrats' double tap hoax. Like a Coke boat, the two Coke boat survivors climbed back on board after the strike and tried to salvage the drugs. But what's more important is what we know the Senate's already been told. This is standard procedure. Hegseth didn't need to give that order, and he didn't, because the default is the mission is destroy it. Here's the clips.
Unprecedented disrespect when they were all brought to get a pep rally in front of Hegseth and Trump. This is an administration that's fired, you know, uniformed generals from the head of the NSA, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Mm-hmm. And I think in many ways, the uniformed military may help save us from this president and his lame people like Hegseth, because I think their commitment is to the Constitution and obviously not to Trump, and I expect Bradley to adhere to that.
So, Senator, let's go a little further on this. What are concerns you have about the legality of these strikes at all?
Tonight, new information. According to a source familiar with the incident, the two survivors climbed back onto the boat after the initial strike. They were believed to be potentially in communication with others and salvaging some of the drugs. Because of that, it was determined they were still in the fight and valid targets. A JAG officer was also giving legal advice.
This backs up the entire second strike.
Yes, I mean, it just doesn't get more crystal clear than that. The mission is take out the boat, stop the drugs, keep this vessel and its cargo from reaching our shore using lethal means. And our amazing military, the heroes of the United States Armed Forces, did exactly that. President Trump, Secretary Hegseth, and this entire government are committed to finally using our military to defend our people, our borders, our family, our culture, our history, our heritage, to defend the United States. We're not going off running around the Middle East trying to build democracies in caves and deserts and in distant sands that have never known democracy. We're using the military to protect American security, American prosperity, American lives right here where we live, where our children live.
That's right. And for a lot of patriots out there and libertarians and conservatives that have seen me be at least tacitly supportive of Trump and regime change in Venezuela and Mexico, if we can stay militarily out, I'm definitely for it. And they're like, well, wait, you've always been against regime change and all this. Why is this different? Well, we've been, since post-World War II, the global cop. And most of the places we've gone, it was for the wrong reasons, and the CIA would go in and put people even worse in almost every case. So I'm a student of history. I've lived a lot of it, and I've been against all that. Trump said we're changing our doctrine back to our hemisphere and back to our sovereignty, where the globalists let China take over the Caribbean, Venezuela, Mexico, all of it. And so they really are muscling in on us everywhere. They had 98% control of rare earth minerals. Again, you got to have that for all electronics. We had been positioned in a setup, the CFR, BlackRock, Bragg, the Chinese century's here, America's done. When Trump tried to reboot things 8 years ago, Larry Fink bragged at Davos, oh, I'm working with Xi Jinping, we'll stop Trump. So again, for all of you that are so insular, you only look at domestic things or you're obsessed with Israel, that's fine. Israel does plenty of bad stuff, and I'm an expert on it. But I always hear, oh, the Chi-Coms, yeah, tell us another good joke. The Chi-Coms are the big threat. 100 billion%. You have any idea how they're running circles around us with microchips and weapons and everything? Do you understand what's going on here? They're trying to destroy the dollar. And yeah, we got a corrupt establishment. We're trying to reform it, but this is the boat we're in. Speaking of boats, this boat sinks. We're screwed, blued, and tattooed. And Trump is a very constitutional, reasonable, Americana, Monroe Doctrine, Thomas Jefferson, William McKinley perspective. Have you read the books on those presidents? Have you studied the policy? Have you listened to Trump's statements on policy? Have you looked at his policy reports? I agree with what he's saying because I know it. It's classic America. Do you think Thomas Jefferson would put up with these drug boats? No, he'd blow the living hell out of them. Not with Predator drones, but here would come the Marines and the Navy with cannons, and your ass is dead. If you don't know about what he did in the Caribbean and in the Mediterranean and in the Arabian Sea for 4 years, then you need to look it up. Was he, yes, he was Islamophobic. Just like, are you arachnophobic? Yeah, I'm scared of black widows because they can kill you. I have an instinct that's normal. We have these phobias because they're for a reason. So if you don't know about the Barbary Wars, if you don't know about all this, if you don't know about Trump policy, said we're not being pushed around by Venezuela. People go, Venezuela, what's it done to us? Venezuela is the richest per capita square foot country in the world, resource-wise. They got everything. All the rare earth minerals, all the gold, all the emeralds, all the sweet crude. I mean, it comes out of the ground basically ready to go in your car. It's like gasoline comes out of the ground there. It's called sweet, light crude, ultra sweet. All right? The stuff we pump out of Texas and stuff now, you have to spend a ton of money jacking with it. And Maduro has been using that money with the Chi-Coms and the left, the globalists, to manipulate our elections. This isn't just some new thing Trump said, so I agree with it. I've had people on 25, 30 years ago, experts about Venezuela and about the machines down there and all of this. When it started, I have been on this since it started. I know it backwards and forwards and from every damn angle. Now, Trump doesn't mainly make it about that because he's like, we're going to take out Venezuela because they're the Democrats' piggy bank. They're where they launder the money, just like Ukraine and Israel. Yeah, I want to cut the money laundering between the U.S. and Israel out. I want to cut the money laundering between the U.S. and Ukraine out, the deep state. I want to cut off the CIA being involved in drug dealing, which Trump is doing. Even the New York Times admitted it and bitched about it, said it'll crash the economy. He's actually shutting off the CIA's money. He's actually shutting off the money of the banks. Don't declare the cartels that. Don't actually stop it. He's actually stopping it and said it and brought in advisors that have written books about it and how we shouldn't be in the drug business. This is very moral activity from Trump. Now, if something's legal, Trump will do it. He'll tell you that all day long. But he is neurotic about following the law. And he hates drugs. So I know all the angles here. Could Venezuela be a trap? Would I rather Maduro leave on his own? Will the CIA manipulate it and put somebody in just as bad? Well, they tried to keep this party in and just have Maduro go, and Trump said no. The CIA is against regime change down there, and a month ago sent their own little group down there to get caught, Bay of Pigs, as I predicted, to embarrass Trump. And that's now come out. And Trump's posting the interviews with Patrick Byrne, laying that out on Truth Social, because he wants you to know that we're telling you, like I said in the interview, stuff Trump can't tell you for reasons. Because it has such global gravitas when he says it. I mean, if Trump said, yeah, we're taking Venezuela out to cut out the Democrats' election fraud, they'd go, there's no election fraud. My God, that's insane. Oh, that's crazy. So he goes, oh, it's the fentanyl. They go, sir, they've shipped most of the fentanyl because the Mexican drug cartels in your first administration, you threatened to kill a bunch of them, and you did. So actually, sir, they followed your orders 8 years ago, and it all moved to Canada. It's the Canadians now doing it with the Chinese. So he's like, okay, well, we'll just, cocaine then, yeah. And people go, oh, well, for cocaine and heroin, you're going to kill everybody? But they are backstopping the Mexican drug cartels. But let me tell you, it started about a year in his first administration, and it came out in the news, and I was down in Puerto Vallarta. So gorgeous. If you go more south, don't go to main Puerto Vallarta, go to the old town up in the mountains. Oh, my God, gorgeous. It looks like Hawaii. Perfectly clear, crystal green water. I mean, it's just, ugh. And my wife speaks sort of Spanish. She's not Spanish, but she just likes it, speaks it. And we're there, and but we just had everybody tell us everything. And like, oh, yes, we like Trump. No, we don't like to do fentanyl, but that's what, you know, we were told to sell. It kills our own people down here. And now they've been, the Sinaloa, that's what runs it down there, has been killing anyone that sells it. And I was looking at the news where they were killing anybody selling it, because Trump was already having special forces kill Sinaloa leadership if they didn't stop. So, yeah, it's not true we're really going there to do this. But he has to set the precedent that we can blow their boats up and make it about drugs, which is still reasonable. It's still going to kill a bunch of people. It's still laundered through banks. So he has a right to do it. But it's not really why. It is the election fraud. It is the destabilization. And if you want to beat the Democrats, folks, and the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and the criminal elements of the CIA, then you want regime change down there. But like I said, I don't trust it because I think they'll set Trump up. I mean, I'm just telling you the facts here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there, TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Ha, ha, ha. down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact that it has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA Revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship. Get 50% off. And you cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it. Or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months. However you said it, and then you just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Now imagine how frustrated the globalists are that they've had large part, I'd say more than 60-70% of their clandestine funding cut off by Trump and Doge in the last 11 months. And more is getting cut, and now they're being exposed everywhere. And it's not Alex Jones saying they're running coups and illegally spying and doing all this stuff with evidence, as I did back in 2016, 17, 18, and through. And they had headlines everywhere, stop Jones, the new chief of staff's job is keep Trump away from Jones. And InfoWars, because I mean, I was telling him, this person's Soros, this is a globalist, here's the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, Obama put $2 billion in to fund these operations against you. I mean, I was telling Trump this, and I was having, he said, give me information on that. So I get a top Republican law firm, give him my info, write the report, pay him $10,000, and then have the head of a, you know, U.S. agency delivered it to Trump. And when I did that in 2017 and 2018, they went totally bunker town. Because Trump had no idea. They'd already run Flynn out. They were running Bannon out. And everybody knew what was going on. Everybody else was scared to tell Trump. Wasn't like I was a rocket scientist. Democrat NGOs were bragging about their plan. But if you went and told, the messenger gets killed. So it's not a pride thing. It's a satisfaction thing. Like you've been thrown off a ship and you've swam 5 miles back to land. You're just exhausted, but you're damn satisfied once you hit the beach. You know, people call it pride. Have pride in your country. Have pride in your family. Have pride in your work. I don't like feel powerful in good things I've done. I feel like I've done my job. And I was thinking about this last night. It's really important. I had a dream about it last night, too. The difference between pride and appreciation. I think most people that say they're prideful, are you proud of your son or daughter that are doing great? Are you feeling like you're really a winner and you're, no, you're feeling satisfied. You're feeling like you've done your job, like you did what you were supposed to. And it's the greatest feeling ever to know you're doing what you were built to do. My dad always told me, he said, people need to be more thankful. They need to be more appreciative and know how hard it was to build civilization and how complex all this is. And this isn't easy to hold together. It takes dedication and focus and clarity. You see all these young white kids and black kids and Muslims and all of them so entitled saying, it's your job to pay for my rent in my house or my food. And people see the videos that work and have lived a real life. They go, that can't be real. And then they learn it is real. There's nothing more arrogant than somebody that's never had to really work in their life and doesn't know how things work. And they really have this entitled attitude that you better get out there and work for me. That's your job. That's modern slavery. So I'll get back into all the news. I just wanted to say that I am extremely thankful for all of you. I am extremely thankful for this crew. I'm extremely thankful for my family, what they've gone through and stood with me. I'm very thankful beyond everything to God. But that's why we have Thanksgiving. We need to really be thankful on 4th of July for our founders who were incredible. We stand on their shoulders. We need to be thankful for Colonel Travis DeAlamo. We need to be thankful for all the unknown soldiers, not just in wars, but in culture wars throughout history that made the right decisions and stood up to evil and bullies and corruption, because those are the men and women whose shoulders we stand on. Anytime I've done something wrong, and it's always I slip up, I'm not thinking, I'm tired, I'm mad, and I'll do a bad thing sometimes. It's nothing huge, but I'll twist something in my mind, do something wrong, do something vengeful. I'll wake up at like 3 a.m. just feeling terrible. And I'm like, this doesn't happen very often. I'll say, why do I feel terrible? And I think, what would your grandmother think about that? And she's alive in heaven. She's watching. And I literally feel her presence. And I have different connections, different grandparents, different things. But my mother's mother was such a great, smart, deep lady and such a truly committed Christian, not some Bible thumper fake, but the real deal, prayed hours a day. And I just think, you know, you come from really good people. You got to be the best. And you can't cut corners. Oh, I get tempted. I get tempted to use dark side stuff, folks. I know the dark side better than most people at the top of the dark side. I can use it so good on them. But again, that's the Ring of Mordor. Yeah, it'll work in the first phase, but it always rots and creates something way worse when you use it. You cannot use the Ring of Doom for good. First order, it'll do what you wanted it to do. But second, third, fourth order, it spawns hell. I'm going to stop preaching. All right, gigantic moves in the economy, gigantic moves in gold, silver, Bitcoin, the biggest yet. We've got the inside baseball on what's really happening. there's not enough silver, and it's way worse than they thought. All the major supplies are basically out. Industrially, they can't even get half the silver, I got the studies right here, that they need projected forward for the computer chips and everything else. So there's no way, and you add inflation on top of it, that silver doesn't, it already went to its all-time high 2 days ago, that it doesn't, now that it's broken through that barrier, just, and a month ago when silver went down, listeners went, oh God, it went down. And I said, yeah, but watch the graph. It just goes up after that. The overall graph straight up. This is a sure thing. But that's not even the important issue, is what does it mean to the overall economy? We'll be hitting that. A bunch of other special guests. Kitey Defender of the Republic is going to be joining us. Patrick Byrne, again, came on last week. And Trump reposted the interview. Obviously, as I said in the interview, Trump can't tell you this. We can, as I already explained last segment. So we're going to tell you what else it is that Trump and others can't tell you. But Patrick Byrne, who will always be clear, he has no sources. He's not working for any intelligence agency. He doesn't know. He just, you know, he's just been to Venezuela a lot, and he just can tell you some things. So, I'm being sarcastic, folks. That's coming up in the fourth hour. But in the meantime, let's go back to what's front and center. Democrat Senator Mark Warner, accused of calling for a military coup against Trump after saying the military should save us from the president, close quote. And you can say, well, that's his opinion. He didn't mean that. It's the talking point out of the Podesta group. It's all part of the larger plan. It's part of the continuum. They admit it's the plan to have the blue states secede and create a civil war. And it's in all their emails. It's in their text messages. A lot of it's already come out. We have them cut and dry. Treason. And still the White House and still Trump's surrogates will address each attack, each slice of the knife, death by a thousand cuts, and they just examine that slice. Instead of what knife's doing it, whose hand's it in, what's the arm, who's the brain, who is it, what's the directive. So see, I'm not up here looking at the knife. I already know what it's doing. I'm like, okay, got the knife right here. And then you got the hand, and you got the arm, and the shoulder, and it's attached to a body, and a brain, and I mean, who is it? But they're so good at training us to look like cats with laser pointers. Just look at the laser pointer. Look at the laser pointer. And to me, this is just second nature. I don't know how people just don't see right through this, but the point is that they are cut and dry doing this. And you're like, yeah, we know, you're right, it's going on. Okay, well, what did the CIA that's loyal to Trump tell Jesse Waters last week? He said they got a big event to embarrass Trump coming, and they want the military to turn against him when this happens. Now, riddle me this, Batman. What's that going to be? I got a good idea from the pre-programming. I know what cards are in their hands. I don't know what they're going to play, but I know the cards. Would you like to go through the cards? First off, what would demonize Trump and the Border Patrol and the National Guard and then have a guilting of the military to finally do the right thing with a bunch of governors and mayors lending their support to make it have the illusion of legitimacy? That's a color revolution. That's the buildup to the final coup that we're 100% living in. So I have hundreds of incredible clips, hundreds of incredible articles, all very interesting, very important, but not as important as this. So I have the problem. I literally cannot make myself stop talking about it because it's the big enchilada. And if you think you can just have USAID and the EPA and the Department of Energy stop giving hundreds of millions to the deep state to wage war against us, on every front, culturally, economically, militarily, you name it, No, you got to cut off the Ukraine money, and Trump's cut most of that off. You got to cut off the Venezuelan money. Well, to do that, you got to take out Venezuela. I mean, this is where we're at. You know, if the Martians were had a mothership out by the moon launching attacks on the Earth, we're not just going to fight the ships they're sending at us. The first thing the Pentagon would do in 5 minutes, saying, where are those ships coming from? Blow up the origin. Blow up the mothership. Blow up the flagship. Well, look at Venezuela as a Martian mothership that is politically, with money laundering and election fraud and all of it, the secret piggy bank where the Democrats and the CIA elements could commit their crimes. So, obviously, you know, I never read the Ender Game books, but my sister didn't like them. And then I went and watched the movie, and it was okay. And like, about 20 minutes to the end, there's this girl that's a genius, and, you know, she knows how to beat her, the little boy or whatever it is, and his little boy, and then they get to the home planet of the ant-like creatures that are attacking Earth, and instead of with the fleet blowing up all the ships, which he didn't have enough ships and missiles to do, he blows up the whole planet. And I said 20 minutes before we got the scene, I said, "Let me guess." I'm sitting there watching it with my sister and Rex when he was, you know, still little. I go. "Let me guess. He blows up the ant planet." And my sister's like, "Well, how do you know that? You have read the book." And I said, "No, I can already see they're losing these battles." And it's all, and then they apologize. "Oh, we're sorry we genocided you." And he saves a queen and its eggs and, you know, moves it to go build them a new planet. It's like, do you even need to read 10 books or whatever it is to know this? You blow up the base. You know, if you tried to fight each bee that's going to come out of a big-ass beehive hanging off a tree with a ping-pong paddle, all you're going to do is make those bees mad. Yeah, my dad was so bored on the ranch growing up as a kid. They used to fight bees with ping-pong paddles and wasps. That was the sport. Seriously, until too many came out, then you'd run. So I already tell the stories. I went and did it myself and got stung a bunch, so I didn't only did it once. And the thing is, you don't even want to kill them. You just like, I did it with yellow jackets. They were in these bushes out in the yard, in the neighbor's yard, and they hit it with a ping pong paddle because we had a ping pong table, and it would come, and it hit it, it comes back again. All of a sudden they get pissed, a bunch of them are chasing you. Do you beat a nest of bees with a ping pong paddle? Or if you actually see how exterminators do it, and it's on the outside of the house, they just come up with a big giant bag, satchel around the top, tie a big knot, and then cut the top off. And now you got the whole mess of bees. And some people are liberal. They want them relocated somewhere and they'll take them to some ranch. Or other people just say, "I don't care." So they just go throw it in the trash. But see, we just have to go down to Venezuela and just take a bag and put it around the beehive and tie the top and cut it off and just take the whole big thing and put it in the trash. The government of Venezuela. Instead of with a ping pong paddle, sitting there mindlessly fighting each bee that comes out. All right, let me move on to the other topics. But it is a big deal. We can sit here and fight Jack Smith. We can sit here and fight Senator Mark Warner. We can sit there and fight, you know, Queen Bee, Big Mike. We can sit there and hit them with our ping pong paddles all day long. Or we can just take out the whole nest, which is the obvious move. And cutting off Venezuela, and I'm not selling the war. I'm telling you why Trump's doing it. The system's so corrupt, I don't know if it can be trusted. I'm being honest. I'm usually very decisive about things. I've said I overall support it. I still think it's fraught with serious peril because of how many traitors there are. I mean, look how they leaked the fake signal stuff on Hegseth. Look how they leaked this fake thing about kill everybody thing. I mean, can you imagine when there's an actual war down there? And if it turns into some type of Vietnam? I mean, it's not the Vietnamese we're dealing with here, but, and by the way, they got polls out they've done internally that people actually want this liberation. But still, it's such a gutted economy. They have a lot of resources. It'll be our problem to own. I don't know. But I kind of get where Trump's coming from. He's like, hey, we've done everything we can to cut off the deep state. They're the ones running the narco state in Mexico. I was against Trump bombing Iran. He said it'll just de-escalate it, shut it down. It has. De-escalated Israel. I said it might work. I said probably will. It's still rolling the dice. So a lot of listeners are like, no, you're for the strike or you're against it. No, I'm not riding a fence here. I'm very decisive on 99% of stuff. But there are times where I have to sit back and go, you know, hope Trump's got smart advisors because I'm looking at this and there's not a lot of good options here. And that's really where we are culturally, societally as a world. All right, let me tell you what else is coming up. Yesterday, I'm on the show, and they come and give me news articles. Democrats release video and photos inside Epstein's lair, and I look at it, and the way my brain works is immediately like, I've seen that before, that's James O'Keefe. And I go, well, let me check into this, and then I move on, the show ends, I don't cover it, so I shot something after the show. And immediately, O'Keefe was already out saying, I released this 7-8 months ago. And it was totally true. But the bigger story is the Democrats blacked out in the Black Magic Temple what was on the wall and what incriminated people. And they blacked out names on the telephones and other things. So there they are lying and saying it's new and then caught editing. So that's amazing. We'll be getting to that coming up later. And oh, they've busted the pipe bomber. They have the alleged pipe bomber. And it's, you know, it's just funny. Because for years, we're told they have no idea who it is. And then as soon as people zero in on a lady, who calls Seraphim just so happened to be staking out the house next door that had another Capitol cop working at it. And the lady people zeroed in on and got into an agency software system that could track the gait, the walk, the biometrics. Had a very high probability it was her. Now that there's all this pressure, we have Brian Cole. Everything we need to know about January 6th riot pipe bomb suspect arrested by FBI. Oh, anarchist ideologies. Okay. And Kyle Seraphim said, so let me get this straight. For 4 years, the FBI had their thumbs up their patooties. That's number one. He said asses. Number two, for 9 months, the new FBI had their thumbs up their petunias. Number three, Steve Baker, USA, breaks the story open. Number four, CBS News debunks the story with puppies that wasn't true. And number five, CBS News breaks the arrest story. Yes. And how they'll do it is they'll have somebody already on other charges, and they'll tell them, you're going to take the dive for this, and we'll drop it. They did that with a guy that committed a bunch of crimes and a bunch of stuff. And from our intel, they basically told him, just go into this pizza place, shoot a gun at the ceiling, say you did it for Alex Jones, and we'll drop your charges. And that's what happened. So simple. Remember Pizzagate? Oh, you're indicted for all this stuff in the state? Well, you just go shoot a gun in the ceiling, say Alex Jones made you do it. And they won't remember 6 months later when everything gets dropped. Just like Ray Epps. Ray Epps gone to jail? No. All this is theater. This is beyond suspicious. This is ridiculous. And you can't make it up. So that's coming up. All right, we're going to go to break. Thomas Massie says he's not buying it. I mean, nobody is. Boy, they sure found the pipe bomber quick, didn't they? When they said don't worry about it for 4 years, and now, boy, woo, they're on it now. We're going to break. I'm getting into all this and so much more. Big exclusive details on the upcoming strikes on Venezuela. what's happening in the economy. I mean, I have not even begun to cover the news that's here today. But remember, I'm financed by you. You decide if this dog hunts, and I commend you, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I cannot be thankful enough to you for keeping me in the fight. Thank you. You know who you are. And right now is a gigantic sale, the 12 days of Christmas. There's different sales coming up later in that. But until this weekend, you can buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $30 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $35, $50. Supplements are always discounts. They're all lower than that. The point is, that is a spectacular deal at TheAlexShowStore.com. And I don't own TheAlexShowStore.com. So they're successful shutting down InfoWars and all the court battles that are going on. Hey, it's fun in the Alex Jones Network. It's already been built. Larger studios being built. Bigley owns the Alex Jones Network. I don't own it, so they can't shut that down. I'll just be the news director. And it's also fun in keeping InfoWars on the air right now. So your support is to build the backup and our legal defense and offense we've gone on. So we're in the thick of this. They want us off the air for a reason because we got their number, we got their name, we got their ass. So obviously, no brainer, I'm a logical guy. If I'm going to sell you something, do I want to sell you something once and ha 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 like a Wolf of Wall Street where he sells them a scam stock and says, F you guy? No, that's not me. I'm the opposite of Jordan Belfort. I want the long relationship with you, again, like a restaurant. If I open a restaurant, I want the best food, the best service, the best quality, the best atmosphere, great pricing. So you want to go there every other night. I want to know you by name. I want lines out the door. And then I'm going to open another one up across town. Problem is any chain builds up, you lose the tender love and care. The point is that's taking care of business, treating you like I want to be treated. You're nuts if you don't get our methylene blue. It's the best. It's game changer. It take hours to get into it. Our Shilajit the best. Our CMOS the best. Our bovine colostrum the best. Our spike protein overall cardiovascular booster system the best. The two top formulas merged. Horse pill. So good for everybody young and old. You need to get Ultimate Life Force. It's all there with the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Over 700 designs of ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it. I said I wanted the widest selection. Some of them the best designs. It is obnoxious though. Because there'll be a shirt I want to get again because I rip a hole or lose a shirt or whatever. And then I'm like trying to find it myself and I can't even find it. And I call them and say, is it this shirt? And they go, oh, is this the one? Yeah. It takes them 5 minutes to find it. I'm not bitching, but it's kind of its own problem. TheAlexShowStore.com. TheAlexShowStore.com. A lot of big sales on top of that going. Be sure and check it out. You're the reason we're still on the air. Plus, the products are amazing. You owe it to yourself to keep us on air and get these products. You owe it to yourself to experience these. Just get the methylene blue. We'll be right back. Stay with us. But, hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexShowStore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexShowStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. The vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
So, we got big news coming up, but first, since the Muslims are doing their normal attacks on Christmas celebrations, I'll take you back 7-8 years to the Truck of Peace animation.
Driving down the road in a truck of peace on a busy highway. Driving down the road in a truck of peace. Who do you think we'll bump into today?
Hello, I'd like to thank you all for coming today, and I hope you're feeling as excited as I am about welcoming you to our organization.
Are you kidding me?
Without further ado, let's make sure everybody is present. Carl!
Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar.
Milo.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh wow, I love your culture. Arabian is such a pretty language.
Thank you. AIDS.
Assalamu alaikum.
AIDS? AIDS! Can somebody get AIDS for me, please? Jordan, have you got AIDS?
I think he's outside.
Your white truck! Your white truck and you're old! I've done my research in your white truck!
Excuse me, would you like to come inside and join us for the induction meeting?
Off!
You just told a Muslim to off!
What? That guy's a Muslim!
Yes.
I'm so sorry!
Oh, don't worry about it. People tell me to f off all the time.
Well, maybe this kind of misunderstanding wouldn't happen if these people were forced to wear some kind of identification.
Exactly.
Let's all calm down, please. Now, in recognition of all the hard work and loyalty of our members, we offer a very generous reward package. Gentlemen, meet your new sex slave. £580 of pure white flesh for you to do with as you please.
Your white whale!
We captured her this morning and there are unconfirmed reports that she may actually be a virgin.
I choose to be a virgin, actually, because all forms of sex are rape, unless a Muslim does it.
Now, I know a lot of you guys have come a long way to be here, and for some of you, it's the first time you've been away from home.
Yes.
Silence! It's perfectly understandable for you to feel a little apprehensive, but let me assure you, you are in safe hands here. You're gonna have lots of fun and make a lot of new friends. Now, let's kick things off with a little team-building exercise so we can all get to know each other. Okay, guys, what is our greatest enemy? Anybody?
Oh, I know! Patriarchal imperialism.
Good effort, but it's not what I'm looking for.
Thin privilege?
Not quite. Anybody else?
The normalization of the oppressive white heterosexual gaze!
Oh, you are so close, but our greatest enemy is, in fact, the cross.
Oh, I was just gonna say that.
I hate the cross!
Why is he saying it like that? I hate the cross.
Yeah, the cross is a piece of shit.
Yeah, crosses are like so non-intersectional.
And with that in mind, I'd like you to go to the nearest
Catholic church
and slit the throat of a priest.
Excuse me? You want us to find a priest and slit his throat?
Oh, wow. That sounds awesome.
I'm gonna stab him in the face!
Just his throat, please.
Are you kidding me?
Come on, guys. Let's execute a priest. Yay!
Driving down the road in a truck of peace on a busy highway. Driving down the road in a truck of peace. Who do you think we'll bump into today?
But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at thealexjonesshow.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. The vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two of this Thursday, December 4, 2025 transmission. And I had Steve Bannon about a month ago, had me on a show, and he said, why do you call certain broadcasts emergency broadcasts? Well, every day is an emergency. We're in an emergency situation. We need urgency. But particular broadcasts are emergency broadcasts because things are really coming to a head, and I'm just trying to emblazon it or underline it with a yellow Sharpie. And you've got all these Democrat senators running around saying we need a military coup. The latest is Democrat Senator Mark Warner saying, quote, only the military can save us from President Trump. Already covered that last hour. This is wild. And so that's an emergency situation. You've got everything else going on. And I've said they might kill Zelensky in a false flag using drones that they blame on Russia. Well, that almost happened yesterday. Then the drones flew back to a NATO ship. Yeah, that's a whole, I could do an hour on that alone. So things are getting very, very serious. Pentagon says Hegseth completely cleared of Signalgate controversy by the inspector general. Everything he said was true. He was set up. Watchdog finds Hegseth risk endangering troops by sharing sensitive war plans on Signal. Oh, a leftist watchdog, but the actual report is he did nothing. Why Trump should fire Hegseth over Signalgate gaffe. It's a full move, like I told you weeks ago, to take him out. Hegseth forced out U.S. Navy Admiral, who had legal concerns over Trump's drug boat strikes. Well, the judge advocate generals didn't. Turns out they greenlit it. Republicans start to tighten the screws on Hegseth's Pentagon. Who are the Republicans? Neocons. No, it's two of them. But it's all to create the illusion that Trump's illegitimate, Hegseth's illegitimate, that there's illegal orders. Pentagon knew boat attack left survivors, AP sources. Oh, now it's not Hegseth ordered kill them all in the second strike. They now admit that didn't happen. So that's the level of deception that we're dealing with. I saw this Stephen Miller clip last night talking about the fact that Mexico is the junior partner to Venezuela's drug cartels. And he was rattling off in just a short clip some of the things the Mexican drug cartels do. And I thought, man, I sure wish we could add news articles and videos to this. Amnesty International, 80% of the women and girls coming across the border are raped on the other side by the cartels, by the coyotes, the smugglers. There's 350,000 dead the last 15 years or so by cartels we know of. Mass graves found everywhere. They can strip people's children into sex slavery. The cartels have totally degenerated. They're worse than they ever were. They're engaged in just hell on earth behavior. They control the narco state of Mexico. They have their own tanks and helicopters and weapons. And Trump's telling Mexico, you better stop. Plus, they know they launder the money through U.S. banks and the Democrats mainly. So Trump's cutting that off. So we took Miller on Jesse Waters and just added proof to what he's saying. And again, I could do a 10-hour documentary on the hell that is Mexico. I mean, every day they just dump off a bunch of people's heads. But until about 20 years ago, they wouldn't kill kids and women most of the time. Now it's all degenerated into devil worship, and they all have different demons they worship, and it's just psychotic. And if you're a new listener and haven't studied this, I know it doesn't sound real. It's like Bukele went, no, MS-13's ritual to be a member is to kidnap a child and torture him to death for Satan. The cops, for decades, find these dead kids all the time. It'll hit local news. Police say it was a satanic ritual. The 12-year-old girl or the 8-year-old girl was raped and then murdered in a pentagram and her heart cut out. I mean, it hits the local news, but not now. People go, that can't be going on. Bukele's like, no. And he goes, we've arrested thousands. We've caught them doing human sacrifices by the thousands. It's real. And where they get taught that? In California prisons. By the Democrats and sent back by Bill Clinton and the CIA in the 90s to set up that cartel to use El Salvador as a base for the CIA. It's a mind control operation. By the way, if you're a new listener, you can just type in Bukele talks about the CIA helping create modern MS-13 and Satanism. I mean, I know it sounds crazy. I mean, I was 21 years old. Had a local access show, just got a local radio show, and people said, you need to get Ted Gunderson on, the former head of the FBI in Southern California. I go, okay, booked him up, got him on, he was coming to town, got him on, he's like telling me all this, and the CIA is creating Satan groups to take over the drug cartels, and use Satanism as a mind control operation, and he's saying all this. He's like, here's all my folders, here who I am, you know, him in the front page of the LA Times, and all the stuff he done. Like, you know, back then there wasn't the internet, you didn't even know it was true. And then all these years later, everything he said was true. I mean, even back then, I was like, and there's a place called Bohemian Grove where they do a mock human sacrifice, and they found a bunch of dead kids around the area, and it was, and then I sneak in, and, you know, there's the stuff going on. You know, back then, you had to, like, sneak in and crawl under, you know, trees and swamps and, you know, up mountainsides to, you know, see if it was real. It sure as hell was. So my point is, you can't make this up. Remember the first time I read about Satanism in Mexico was about 40 years ago. And Texas Monthly was pretty good back then, and so I read adult magazines. I don't mean like Playboy, I read those too, but you know, I read adult publications, and I was reading Texas Monthly, and it was all about in Matamoros how this satanic death cult had taken over the drug cartel and how they were kidnapping people and torturing them to death for Satan. And I remember reading this when I was like 11 years old. Like, this is scary as hell, but it was super entertaining, too. That's why I got into, like, crime and politics and military, because it was just so much more interesting. Like, I'm not going to read comic books about imaginary stuff. This is all way more interesting. But my point is, that's what we're dealing with here. And that's who the Democrats have partnered with. So here's the Deputy Chief of Staff laying it out with the proof laid over it.
This is the first time I can ever think where a major political party has sided with narco-trafficking, murdering, terrorist scum. You know, you play one of those clips from a Democrat who said, oh, there's no such thing as a narco-terrorist. They're just narco-persons.
There is no such thing as a narco-terrorist. There are very, very bad narcotics people.
People on a boat in the middle of the Caribbean carrying cocaine are not a direct threat to the lives of our service members or Americans.
This is for the record. Nita and four of my grandchildren are burnt and shot up.
The ISIS and these narco-terrorists in our hemisphere use the same tactics. They use rape as a weapon. They skin people alive. They cut off their heads. They burn them to death. These narco-terrorists, if a politician opposes them, they kidnap their family. If they don't give them what they want, they murder their family. You can go to the Border Patrol here in the United States and you can say, draw me a map of the border, and on the Mexican side, tell me which cartel controls every inch of territory. And the border agents can literally say, mile by mile, which cartel controls which section of the border. Not the Mexican government, they don't control it. Which cartel? When President Trump declared these organizations foreign terrorist organizations, that wasn't just a talking point. That wasn't just a buzzword. It was a promise. A promise from this president to use hard American power to kill and to stop these terrorists, these enemies of the United States, from killing our families, from killing our children, from taking over our communities. And that's what President Trump is doing.
And it will liberate Mexico. This ain't regime change in Southeast Asia or the Middle East. This is right here at home. And under Trump's leadership, I think it's dangerous. It's riddled with double agents and traitors. But overall, the mission I support. And I don't put a proviso in there in case it goes bad. I can say, see, I was against it. No, I support the president, what he's doing. I put him out my warning, though, of what to look out for, as I did months ago. And now it turns out the CIA tried to set Trump up with a group trying to overthrow Maduro. And just like the bad pig set him up, that's what happened. So history repeats over and over again. Now, coming up, Kash Patel and Pam Bondi are setting up a press conference about the pipe bomber and his identity and all of it. We'll go to some of that. Also, I want to revisit this because it was so big and so seismic. Trump going right after the Somali community. 80%+ on welfare. Crime is the culture. And differentiating cultures and saying, no, this is garbage. How important it is not to be bullied by political correctness. To get out of that trance of control. I'm going to get to that at 45 after. But I wanted to get Dr. Kirk Elliott, who is an economist and a theologian, been on the board of Focus on the Family, truly fighting the culture war for America. And he also has the largest gold and silver brokerage firm in North America, which means sneaking people go to get their gold and silver from him, at wholesale every day. Check price of wholesale. Anybody saying they got spots, a liar. That's the price of gold and silver in the ground. Wholesale is what it's sold for. Simple. What's wholesale? You get it from him for that. With great advice, they can roll over instruments, all that. And he is a sponsor, kpm.com/gold, 720-605-3000. Call, get a free consultation. But a month ago, I had him on right when gold and silver went down. And I said, this is a buying opportunity. Because you look at the graph, it just goes up over time. People are like, oh, no, see, it's going to stop now. I'm like, no, see, it's going to go back up because of all the market fundamentals. I got out of gold and silver for 13 years. I said, get out at the top because that was speculative back then. And I said it was speculative. And I said, get out now. I sold my house 3.5 years ago at the absolute top of the market. And I told my people in Austin, I said, get out now. I want to be the guy that's right. Well, just the industrial uses of silver alone and the scarcity of gold and big governments and groups wanting gold, it's a no-brainer it's going up. The only question is how much. But this isn't really a pitch, but I kind of go into the pitch. There's the larger issue of what does this signify for the larger economy? Because as Kirk said, and if we had a bigger crew, we used to, we have a great crew, but you all heard it and saw it, folks. But what an ad to have. I mean, Kirk just keeps calling it, nailing it, like 1,000 batting average. He said, I think like 3 months ago, he said, I think, you know, the silver exchange in London will run out faster than they think, which they did. Now they've halted silver trading in many areas. You know what happens when that happens. Total runs is what that point said. So I'm surprised that it hasn't exploded more, quite frankly. But there's a lot of suppressive things going on. So silver trading halted at CEM Comex. Biggest silver news of 2001. Expect a 10-year bull market. Silver broke out. It's 5,200 gold and 72 silver imminent. Silver, 300 per ounce, is what this is shaping up for. This is top analysts, not us saying this. The Fed must inject $13.5 billion into the system, most since COVID. What order is being built now with the collapse of the money and the increase in metals? There's a lot to cover. It's all going crazy. But the biggest thing you got to know is silver is essential in all the electronics, and the shortfalls and the lack of it are way worse than we even said. And we knew that. We just under-promise, over-deliver. But in larger issue, even if you're not in silver and gold, what does this mean for the economy? Dr. Kirk Elliott, what a time to be alive. What's really going on in the markets?
Alex, this is just incredibly wild to me. Wild, right? Because we've talked over the last 2 years, and, you know, when silver was at 20-something, then it was at 30-something, and there were these technical points and consolidations, and you and I pretty much nailed it every single time. And what have we been saying for the last 6 months? Silver is probably going to hit 67 to 75 by the end of the year, right? It's like, and people were calling me, said, Kirk, are you on crack? Is it really going to go up that high? I mean, that's a lot of growth, right? Well, look at where we are right now. Beginning of December, we're at over $57 an ounce. It's going to be 60 before you know it, right? So I was looking at the numbers this morning when you had reached out and said, hey, Kirk, you got to come on and talk about these markets. Silver, Alex, is up 97.4% year to date. 97.4. What's gold doing? Gold's up 60, right? But there's, when you look at that kind of growth, it's like, what is the real reason why these metals are going up, right? And why other things aren't going up as much? Like, why isn't the stock market up 100%, right? Why isn't AI up 100%, right? It's because of one simple thing, supply and demand. And everything in life, I don't care what it is, if you have low supply and high demand, prices will go up. This is the warning sign that we were telling people about months ago, is London is running out of silver. It ran out, right? It's like they don't have enough for the exchange for physical.
And it ran out early like you predicted.
Mm-hmm. They did. And to a greater extent.
It was like 2 months ago. I'm going from memory. I think it was 4 months it was going to run out. You said, no, I think it runs out in a month and a half. I think you nailed that too.
Yeah, we got that one right. What actually turned out to be bigger than what we possibly thought is on Thanksgiving, COMEX appears to not have enough physical silver for delivery. It's like COMEX, the CME, what did they do? So you have to realize, Alex, they halted trading on Thanksgiving. The banks weren't even open. Like the markets aren't open. They said, oh, it was overheated. There was a cooling tower issue. It's like, wait a second. How can you overheat on something where the markets aren't even open? This is insane. So it's like, all right, they're covering something up, right? So you look at it, and why would you halt trading? Halting trading on the markets is not an abnormal thing. If you get a massive volatility in price up or down 10% in a 1 hour span, they usually halt trading for like 3 minutes just to like stabilize things a little bit. They blamed it on a cooling tower. It's like, give me a break. A cooling tower?
That sounds like in Atlanta in 2020 on election night, where they said a water main broke, turned out nothing broke, and they just boarded up the windows and stole the election.
Yeah, absolutely right. So guaranteed, CME COMEX, if their cooling tower shuts down, let's just take their dumb story, they've got a redundant system because it's one of the largest exchanges on the planet. Well, they shut it down not for minutes, but for like 10 hours, right? So Friday after Thanksgiving, the price goes from like $54 to $58 an ounce. Like it went up like 11%.
And that means the market knows what happened.
The market knows what happened. So you're looking at some of the different stories that are coming out, and you look at the commitment of traders. Okay, there's some large orders for exchange for physicals that are due by the end of the month. Okay, so why would they halt trading? is because these large orders, up to the estimates of 400 million ounces, 400 million ounces, put that into consideration. This is on one trade that somebody wants delivery of by the end of the month. You look at the global mining supply per year, Alex. All of the mines in the world do about 850 million ounces a year. In one trade, half of that. So there's not enough silver there. So rather than the banks and the exchange going into default, they shut down the system, right? This is kind of what happened. And so this actually exposed that the emperor has no clothes, right? Now you're starting to see these massive moves forward, but something even bigger than that, you shut down a system so the banks don't go into default. That's what I think happened. But you look at what happened on that Friday. On Friday after Thanksgiving, silver surpassed the S&P 500 when you look at like some moving averages and different technical factors. The last time that this happened, and I have to tell you a story about this, is 2001 was the last time that silver broke through this fundamental technical average against the stock market, broad overall stock market. What happened to silver after that? From 2001 till 2011, and Alex, this is when I just got in the business. I got in the business in early 2002, so I experienced all 10 years of this. Silver went from like $4.50 an ounce to $48 an ounce.
So this signals the new bull market, but unlike it being low inflationary pressure, still substantial, but nothing compared to now. Now with industry, rare earths, all of it, and the fact that actual supply is low, it's going to be way bigger than that then. So if we saw it go from $4 to $40-something dollars, what is the conservative growth curve now with all the fundamentals we have? Because I don't see how you ignore these fundamentals. Yeah. I don't see anything bucking, 300-mile-an-hour winds.
You can't, and you have to look at, okay, when did this signal happen? It happened on Friday. What was the price on Friday? It was like $54 an ounce. That's your new starting point. So the new starting point isn't $4.50 to 48. The new starting point is $54 to what? Hundreds, probably, Alex. I'm not joking, because this is, to me, signals the beginning.
So you're revising your forecast the last 2+ years with us and going back decades accurate. You were being conservative. It sounds to me like you're revising an even more bullish position because of what just happened, revealing that the supply is even lower than we thought.
Supply is lower than we thought. People are needing delivery because of all the demand you talked about, all the manufacturers of the world. When silver runs out and they still need it, this is where supply really becomes an issue, and demand is through the roof. Prices will go up. So what this move signaled is, I think we're in for a 10-year bull market run in silver that didn't start at $17 an ounce like it started a few years ago. We use the date that signal happened, which was Friday, which is $54 an ounce. See, this is where I think $70 silver by the end of the year is a conservative estimate. 120 to 140 by spring or summer, which you and I have been talking about for like a year, is very conservative estimate, because these numbers could take us much higher.
Kirk, you've been on for almost 2 years now. So, yeah, this is just insane. All right, so let's go conservative estimate. Where does silver and gold go, and how does this all affect gold? And then let's just be honest, gut level. You're not saying this, because I've got all these mainline analysts talking about $300, $400 silver, $5,000, $6,000 gold. I want to under-promise, over-deliver, but really gut level, what do you... Well, let's come back and talk about that. Then we'll look at other issues in the economy and so much more. And then... we got the big pipe bomber fiasco. This looks bad. Looks like a cover-up. We'll be breaking it all down and more straight ahead. Stay with us. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at thealexjonesstore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. The vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Live
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
50,000 unstoppable watts.
All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott has nailed it. He's here with us, and if you're not into silver and gold and copper and everything else, that's... I understand, but these are major indicators for the larger economy. So I want to finish up on that and then just bigger picture. How's the Trump recovery going? What do you expect the Supreme Court to do on tariffs? What are the real economic numbers coming in? We obviously both agree Trump's got a very pragmatic, optimistic, really great plan. I don't think the public realizes that. A lot of people are mad at him, wanting more instant gratification. You warned before Trump even got reelected that he was kind of overpromising. You were concerned. That's what polls show. I think you should stop saying everything's great and just report it takes time to turn the ship around. But give us your prognosis on where the real economy is and what the deep state's going to try to do.
Well, I think the deep state's going to continue to try to stop him. He's more than any other president in the history of our country. He's got serious headwinds, globalist headwinds, the international banking system. First time in history, you've got the BRICS nations wanting to replace the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency, right? It's like, and with what we're seeing in gold and silver, it's like, how does gold and silver have to do with the U.S. economy? Because all roads lead to London, right? It's the financial capital of the world outside of New York. It's where gold and silver is held. The BRICS nations, the Shanghai Gold Exchange, is wanting to take power away from that. What does that mean? It means that COMEX, CME, are connected to the hip with London. If they go down, they're going down together. See, this is going to put massive, dramatic downward pressure on the banks, right? And the capitalization of banks, which is why the Fed just injected $13.5 billion into the repo market, like overnight, most since COVID. So what does that tell us about the economy? It tells us the economy isn't doing that well. It's not. Now, Trump, his ideas are fantastic, and given time, they will work. So I want to put that as a caveat. But what he's still dealing with is a Supreme Court that doesn't want him to succeed. I'll just say it the way that I see it. Right. You're still dealing with Biden's economy. He will for the next 6 months. After about a year and a half, Alex, then Trump has to own all of his actions. You can't actually, the policy initiatives from the prior administration are no longer theirs. They become yours, right? So you're dealing with the aftermath, the hangover effect of the Biden economy. I think that the Supreme Court is probably, it's my guess, going to strike down a lot of the legality of the tariffs, which is insane to me, which I think Trump is a step ahead of the game, because what did he do? He made certain things, like over the last few months, silver, copper, aluminum, you know, strategic, you know, critical minerals. When it becomes a critical mineral, it becomes a national, a matter of national security. When that happens, you can ultimately tariff those countries if it becomes a matter of national security. So I think there's a plan in place to still get Trump's tariffs to work, to actually put the burden of taxation on other countries to sell to U.S. consumers rather than us U.S. consumers, right? So with this, though, you've got job markets. I think we're going to have a pretty dismal holiday season because of the inflationary pressures, because people still aren't working. It takes a while for the manufacturing to come back. All of this, Alex, is going to be pinned on President Trump. Why? Because he's in charge, right? He's in charge. But a lot of this, he has his hands tied behind his back by the international banking order and the powers that be in the BRICS nations that really don't want us to succeed, right? Because they don't want the world's globalist utopia, which Trump is unearthing, right? They don't want that changed, right? But because they have control right now. Trump is trying to get America back to the top of the heap. So I don't think it's going to be a good holiday season for retailers. I think the stock market's going to get hit. Here's where I think the massive headwinds come into play is really has nothing to do with Trump, has everything to do with Japan, but Trump is going to get the blame for it. The Japanese yen carry trade, which we've talked about in the past, is over. It's actually like over. Just about 3 weeks ago, since our last show that we did together, the Japanese central bank basically talked to the Japanese parliament and they said, you got to sit down, because the parliament was yelling and screaming. Why? Because they jacked up interest rates in Japan to 3.75%. That puts them pretty close to the yield on U.S. treasuries. What does that mean? There's no more carry trade. Usually countries could borrow from Japan for zero, instant arbitrage, use that money to invest into European treasuries, U.S. treasuries, and stimulate the global growth that we've seen in our world since 1989. That's over. The carry trade is over, which means we're going to see selling pressure on the stock market. Trump will get the blame for this. This has nothing to do with him. This has everything to do with the international economic order and debt, this debt super cycle globally now starting to spin out of control
And Trump knows that, so he's trying to position us in a better position for a crash landing. 100%. My issue is he doesn't want to have it crash early, so he wants to stay overly positive, I guess hoping he can fix it. But now he's got to start getting people ready for that, because a lot of economists I talk to say it would be healthy to have a stock market go down and housing prices go down. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do to deal with inflation, right?
Well, it would have been, yes, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. It would have been healthy if they would have let the markets actually collapse in 2009 and 10. They didn't. They put all the stimulus money into it. Now we've got $38 trillion worth of debt. They kept cheap money, artificially low interest rates. Now the debt super cycle is actually manifesting itself, not just America, but all over the world at the same time. This is not just a U.S.-centric issue, Alex. This is the change of a system going from fiat-based money creation at central banks to a tangible-backed, probably, money creation. This is why central banks are allocating into gold or cryptocurrency via stablecoin system. We don't know what the new system is actually going to
look
like. But
clearly, if you look at Russia, China, and the U.S. and others are positioning for gold to be one of the main hedges. In closing, people really need to call you, because regardless, gold and silver are the place to be. Silver, obviously, for now, because it's got the most to grow. They can give you a call, do a free consultation. People are nuts if they don't call. You can also roll over financial instruments. Briefly tell folks about this, the great services you guys have at KirkElliottPreciousMetals.com/gold or 720-605-3000. And folks, I'm only going to bring you the best. He has the lowest prices, the highest ratings, period. I'd say it's really fly by night, because gold and silver is a great thing, like an oasis, as I say, in Africa. But that's where the jackals, hyenas, and lions are hunting, the gazelles and the zebras, because they come there to drink. The gold and the silver is the place to be, but you got to be careful at the waterhole. Well, Kirk Elliott's the waterhole, folks, but the other companies, I mean, most of them are the jackals, the hyenas, because people don't understand. When you call, look at the daily spot price just online on Google, wherever, and that's what you're getting it from. Well, spots out of the ground. It's wholesale. You need to make this move. So briefly, tell people about the great services at Kirk Elliott Precious Metals.
So you can roll over your IRA, which is awesome. That's probably 70% of our business. If you have a 401k and you're over 59 and a half, you can roll all of that over into physical metals. I'm not talking about paper, Alex. I'm talking about physical, tangible metals. 1,000-ounce bars, 100-ounce bars, 10-ounce bars, kilo bars, whatever, that we store for you. Or funds outside of an IRA, right? Just brokerage account money you have in the bank. So the key is get out of something that's coming down and into metals. Now, all of your viewers, all the info warriors out there for the last year are up 92%, actually minus 8% cost of ownership with us. So it's like, all right, this is just in the last year.
I apologize to listeners for saying I thought that you would have a 50% by now. I apologize. It's double what I said.
Yeah, it's double. And we've been doing this for a couple of years. I'm talking about just since the beginning of this year, up 92%, minus 8% cost of ownership. So you're up, what, 84%, something like that. I just got a call yesterday from somebody who said, Kirk, I bought from some other dealer on some other show, right? And is a 28% commission when you liquidate high? It's like, what? It's insane. And
what's it with you? Zero.
And this person actually paid $140 an ounce for silver just two days ago. It's like, what? It's silver.
What's crazy is if people would just check and look at wholesale price every day, it's in the stock market set, it's everywhere, and just call and get it from the number one place. But they want to get swindled. It's weird.
It is the weirdest thing. It's like, okay, I love gold and silver. Not all gold and silver is good gold and silver. You will be swindled. 8% and zero. See, these people that paid $150 an ounce for silver, even though silver was up 92% this year, they're still not breaking even, Alex. This is insane to me. So be careful where you buy it. This is why we only do bullion. Call us. We'd love to help you out, get you in the right place. And really, it doesn't matter what the global economy is doing, because what you can't change that. What you can change is how do you invest to take advantage of this inflationary death spiral.
I'll tell you what, Kirk. How about you apologize to listeners that in the last year what you recommended as a 98% increase. I want you to apologize because it went up more than you said. Are you ashamed of yourself right now?
I'm ashamed of myself that I was wrong because it went up higher than what I was telling people. But I think the best is still yet to come. So yes, for that I apologize because I like to be dead on.
Obviously,
accurate,
I'm being sarcastic.
But I know, but still, it is one of those things where what is coming, Alex, I think is silver 120 to 140 by the spring, if not more. So it's just what happens when you run out of supply and a commodity that's needed for just about everything in life.
How did you predict that when they admitted they were going to run out in 4 months or whatever? You said, no, I think their supplies are lower. I think it comes quicker. How did you predict that?
I look at the commitment of traders. I look at the actual volume. There's things that you can look at that say, wow, they've got way too much paper versions of silver versus the amount of physical inventory. I mean, we can look those things up and it's like when the actual paper version, over 300 ounces of paper silver for every 1 ounce of deliverable silver, it doesn't take much for people to request delivery and for them to run out. This is just, to me, economics 101. When you run out of supply on something that's needed, the prices are going to go through the roof, through the roof. And that's exactly what we're seeing.
So you were being conservative, but privately you were doing higher numbers, but even your private estimates are starting to get smashed.
Private estimates are starting to get smashed. I mean, these numbers, when we see that silver breaks through the broader stock market index, that's a 10-year cycle from 2001 to 11. Now we're seeing it again with the starting point at 54. This is where silver in the hundreds could actually, hundreds, like 300, like what that article was talking about from that other researcher, that could be a conservative estimate, Alex. Here's the point. We don't know what happens in a world where there is no silver for physical delivery. See, the estimates that we're seeing is how can London get silver? Well, it's probably going to take them jacking up the spot price to 80 and to get enough gold on hand to 8,000. It's like at that point, you start to get inventory replenished into a system. And at that point, all eyes of the world are on metals. Now it's fear of missing out. And you start to get into the third phase of stratospheric growth in a market because of fear of missing out. But I think that's just what it takes to get us back to a sense of normalcy is $80.
A larger issue, it's over dollar weakness. But again, it's all the currencies. China, you know, Europe, all of them have major, more inflated than us. So
yeah,
Trump has to be honest. We're going to an inflationary future.
Yep.
And so is it going to be one with growth or one with stagflation? Instead of, oh, no, you know, we've really cured inflation. No, you cut energy some, and it's better than it was, but he just needs to stop doing that. I mean, I talk to the pollsters I see on the street. People really don't like hearing everything's okay, Kirk.
I think we're going into stagflation, Alex. I think we still have a recessed economy. Not a lot of people are working. The manufacturing jobs haven't come back, and the prices are going up. That's stagflation. That is a policymaker's worst nightmare because it's really difficult to get out of.
And until the 70s, the Keynesian economics folks thought it was impossible, but with manipulation, they're able to do it.
Yeah, they increased government spending and they increased taxes and they did all the stuff. And it's like you increase taxes to generate government revenue. That works when people have a lot of disposable income. We don't have a lot of disposable income right now, so you can't raise taxes or else you're going to get less government revenue because people will stop spending. So what is the only alternative left? You inflate or die. That's what's left, Alex.
That's right. And all these people, and I'm not defending the billionaire class, they go, oh, there's more billionaires because of inflation. A billionaire today is like a millionaire 20 years ago. It's all fiat. It's all increased real estate, stocks. These billionaires, even if he's about got worth $20 billion, will tell you, I can't come up with $100 million in a week. It's all just smoke and mirrors, folks. Real wealth is your health and a relationship with God and a farm or neighbors you can work with, folks. Real wealth is being able to feed yourself. And that's what a lot of the elites have figured out and finally joined Trump. Because they planned this big great reset. We'll all be starving. They'll be in bunkers. And a lot of their people got smart and said, we won't be safe in these bunkers. Yeah, no, you're supposed to be aristocrats that are so smart you build everybody else up, not you dumb everybody down and screw them over and rob them and make them slaves so you can manage them. That doesn't sound like some type of great ruler to me, Kirk.
It's not a great ruler. It's self-preservation, right? But that's not
that's what I'm saying. We need elites. At least the old elites had problems, but they knew to try to stabilize society because they were running it. This current elite had this great reset where we're going to screw everybody, and then we're somehow going to be immune from it?
Yeah, it's the moving away from constitutional republic like what we have to a world led by technocrats, right, where it's all this data. It's meant to command and control everything that we do, everything we think about. This is why decentralized blockchain, like Bitcoin, you know, Solana, Ethereum, things like that are going up. It's getting away from central banks. This is why gold and silver are going up. It's to me the fundamental force and reason why these kind of alternative assets, whether it's cryptocurrency or physical gold and silver, go up, because people are losing faith and confidence, not just in the banking system that they're undercapitalized, in the government and the way that things have been.
No, I totally agree. And I predict long term, you're going to see a rejection of AI, even though some of it's good, and a total move back to the country. The most valuable thing will be like the Amish. The most valuable thing will be totally off the grid. You'll have some people that live off the grid but go into the grid, but it's going to be very siloed in the future. People are going to realize the most valuable thing is independence and freedom and self-sufficiency.
Yes.
And gold and silver, 100%. Just like guns and ammo, and just like your Bibles, beans, and, you know, silver, I mean, it comes right down to that. Under Kirk Elliott, thank you so much.
You bet. It's my pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. You know, I saw a very impressive lady. I've seen her before. And let's cue that up. I want to play it in the first five. Talking about the attempted color revolution coup that was going on a few days ago. So I said, let me play her clip on the show, but we got her coming up. And so I want to hit that. Now this Trump-Somali thing where he says, you know, you got a garbage country. I mean, literally, it's a pirate country where slavery's still legal. I mean, it is, it makes North Korea look like a, you know, vacation spot. And it's the arrogance of the Somali leadership putting down America, putting down the West, always criticizing us and telling us we're bad. It can seem harsh what Trump's saying, but it's about not being politically correct and not being bullied with all this white guilt. Like, Ilhan Omar's family were the ruling party over Somalia that were hated and overthrown. And they go back 1,000 years as royalty previously in the tribes that ran the black slave trade to the Arabs. And they would grab blacks in Africa and cut their genitals off and sell them as eunuchs. And we did a whole history piece with the mainline numbers of the Islamic slave trade being by far the biggest slave trade in all of history. And again, it's not like we're saying the Arabs are all bad or blah, blah. My point is, don't sit around and say white people invented slavery, and don't sit around and go, oh, look, it happened here, and then ignore all this other stuff, and then it's going on in four African countries right now, and it ain't white people doing it. So now the numbers are coming out. How 80%+ of the Somalis are on welfare. And they get directed by their tribal chief, it's come out now. She went and got the COVID funds. She got billions into Minnesota of medical funds stolen and saying we're feeding hundreds of thousands of kids a week. And then when people went and checked it out and found there were no kids at these strip malls getting food, they went, oh, that's racist. Don't look into it. We've got all the newscasts, all that's coming out. And now we have the videos and the documents where it was Ilhan Omar who set it all up and did it. Well, that's what she did. And so it's not that the Somalis are bad people themselves. I'm serious. They just woke up in Somalia, the slave capital, you know, of the Middle East hellhole, or shipped here by the left to be a permanent underclass. And then the royalty of the oppressors is put in over you, and she controls your votes, and she tells you what to do, and you got to give most of the stolen money to her. And then she goes and greases other politicians and then expands Islamic takeover. So it's good for Trump to just level sights on this and not be intimidated by it. And now Ilhan Omar's freaking out. You know, how dare you say that it's a garbage country? Folks, it isn't a country. You'll get kidnapped, even if you're Somali and fly back there, but you'll get kidnapped in 5 minutes. The business is kidnapping, slavery, and piracy. Slavery is one of the main businesses there now. You didn't know they're still selling black slaves all the Middle East? Once Hillary liberated Gaddafi, who was overall a great guy, actually stabilizing Africa, contrary to what you hear, they literally brought slavery back in Libya, but only for blacks. Because the Quran says you can enslave black people. The Romans said you can enslave anybody you conquer. I'm not defending the Romans either. So this is how sick it is. Here's Trump on the Somalis.
And they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you. Okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks. And we don't want them in our country. I can say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to help. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it. Thank you very much.
I mean, I love it. It's true. I mean, folks, when I watch Somali TV, when I watch stuff out of Minnesota, we don't like this country. It totally sucks. The white people are all evil. F this country. We don't care about Somalia. And they're sending billions back to terrorist groups. And meanwhile, they run around enslaving the African countries around them and fund the Islamic invasion all the way down to Nigeria, all the way into Congo. They're like, it's not hundreds of thousands. It's hundreds of thousands of years. They've killed millions of people down there. I mean, it's crazy. But that's the thing about Somalis. Read their culture. Go look at their websites. Whenever I criticize them, they love it. I think it's funny. They're like, you're right. We are the royalty. Ilhan is our queen. And we are done. We're going to get your ass. I'm the captain now. I'm just like, the hell you are the captain now. That's what Trump's saying. If you came from some paradise and criticized us, you know, if you came here like from Milan or something and told us how to do architecture better, I'd listen to you. Or, you know, if you showed up from Switzerland or something and told me how to, you know, make gingerbread men better, I'd listen. You're telling me? It'd be like somebody came and played basketball, gets to the court, Michael Jordan says you suck at basketball. It's like a joke. We'll be right back. Stay with us. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesShow.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the Ultramethylene Blue. Get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress,
stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Well, run on. Kylie defended the Republic. I've seen her stuff for over a year. But I tell you, she just nails it. She knows what she's talking about. And she did a great breakdown of the color revolution that's going on. Notice Hegseth has been proven that he didn't order the second strike, but it was already default. It's been proven that he didn't do anything wrong with Signalgate, but they don't care. They just roll forward. It's all part of the undermining of the military and the president ahead of the big move, the false flag. Now that the CIA, the good elements, warned Jesse Waters last week. When you see Fox News saying they're getting ready to stage false flags to blame Trump for an overthrow, I mean, the good news is it shows how far we've come. Thanks to all of you spreading the word. People really get out of the cow, eat the cabbage now. And once you get to that point of knowledge, evil doesn't have power anymore. It's like, you know, sunshine. So here's her report on the ongoing color revolution. We'll go to break, come back with her to cover the waterfront. Also, the press conference with Kash Patel and Pam Bondi just begun. We'll pop into that with the pipe bomber suspect arrested. Here's her report.
You've now probably heard political experts over and over refer to the fact that what we're witnessing is a color revolution. And they're right. And let me explain why. A color revolution is a communist globalist playbook to take over a country without tanks actually rolling down Main Street. It's how they flipped places like Serbia, Georgia, Ukraine, and they tried to flip a dozen others. The same exact playbook every single time. This is how they do it. One, they demonize the leader of the people who they actually voted for. Two, they flood the country with chaos like riots, open borders, economic pain. Three, they weaponize the courts, the media, and big tech to finish him off. And four, they install a puppet who sells the country out to China and the UN. And that's not theory, that's the manual. They opened it on us in the United States the day Donald Trump won in 2016. And here's how they ran it on us step by step. From 2016 to 2020, they gave us the Russia collusion hoax, FBI spying, two fake impeachments, Antifa burning cities while CNN called it fiery but mostly peaceful, and the goal was to make you hate the guy you voted for. In 2020, we had 2 a.m. ballot dumps, boarded up windows, 51 Intel agents lying about Hunter's laptop, Zuckerberg dropping $400 million to help count votes in Democrat cities. And the goal there was to steal the election while calling you a conspiracy theorist for noticing. From 2021 to 2024, we had Joe Biden opening the border on day one, 12 million plus illegals, military age men from China and Venezuela and all over the world, free flights, free hotels, free EBT cards, all on your dime. Cities collapse, crime explodes, schools and hospitals break. The goal, to make Americans feel like strangers in their own country. Then from 2021 to 2025, 91 felony charges, Mar-a-Lago raided, gag orders, mug shots. They didn't want to just beat Trump. They wanted to break him and every future patriot who dares to run. Look at what they did to Charlie Kirk. That is a textbook color revolution. But on November 5th, 2024, the American people looked this Marxist coup dead in the eye and said, not today. 312 electoral votes, popular vote landslide, the biggest Hispanic and Black Republican turnout ever. We pulled off the greatest peaceful counter-revolution in world history. But the deep state isn't done. The same snakes who funded BLM riots, Ukraine coup, and Arab Spring still sit in the FBI, CIA, big tech, and the universities. They'll try again in 2026 or in 2028, but now you know the game. Every time you see another mostly peaceful riot, sudden experts all using the same scripted words, a new crisis 2 weeks before an election, you're watching the Color Revolution playbook live on American soil. Never forget what they tried to do to us. back mass deportations. If we have no border, we have no country. Protect every America First fighter willing to swing the axe on the swamp. Teach your kids the truth. Communism didn't die in 1991. It just dyed its hair purple and moved to Washington. This is still the United States of America. We are still the home of the brave, and the brave do not bow to color revolutions. Recognize what is happening. Stare it in the face, speak out against it, and then we finish taking our country back, one closed border, one drained swamp, and one restored republic at a time. We need to support our president in taking all necessary measures to do just that.
But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesShow.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now we got a really smart lady on with us. For the rest of the hour, Kati, Defender of the Republic, Real Defender 45 on X. But they're in the middle of the press conference. After she leaves, we'll get to more of it. I mean, I'll just tell you, I don't buy this at all. Nobody I know, inside or outside the FBI, is buying it, this pipe bomber thing. We have all this information come out after 4+ years of suppression. For the first 4 years, Kyle Serafin writes, the FBI had their thumbs, you know where. For 9 months, the new FBI had their thumbs, you know where. And then number three, Steve Baker, USA, breaks the story 3 weeks ago. Four, CBS News debunks the story with puppies. Turns out to be made up. Literally, the woman's playing with puppies, so she couldn't be there. Alibi five, CBS News breaks the arrest story. Is it going to be some schizophrenic? It is like an anarchist nutball who's completely out of his mind. I mean, they sure moved fast to find the pipe bomber. Once this all came out, doesn't look good. And I haven't watched the press conference yet. It's ongoing. And I'm just go to X. Everybody will have the best excerpts out of this. But I'm wondering if we're going to get more deer in the headlights looks like Bongino and Patel look like they're political prisoners. And again, I want them to do good. I want to believe in them. It's just, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, pee on you and tell you it's raining. So this is, you know, pretty shocking stuff. Let's see what Pam Bondi's saying.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. As you all know now, early this morning, Brian Cole Jr. was arrested and charged with placing the pipe bombs at the RNC and the DNC on January 5th, 2021. He has been charged with violating 18 U.S.C. 844.
The body language is, we are in deep poo-poo because we joined the Democrats in the cover-up. I'm just telling you, the body language ain't good.
As we speak,
and Perino's a great lady. She's not looking too happy either.
And there could be more charges to come. I'm going to let our U.S. attorney discuss that shortly. This was the work of multiple agencies working together. This morning's operation was carried out safely and successfully. We know that there are so many issues when you're issuing search warrants. Dangerous things can happen, and this was carried out safely and securely thanks to all of the people standing around me. They have worked tirelessly on this. Today's arrest happened because the Trump administration has made this case a priority. The total lack of movement on this case in our nation's capital undermined the public trust of our enforcement agencies. This cold case languished for 4 years until Director Patel and Deputy Director Bongino came to the FBI. The FBI, along with U.S. Attorney Pierro and all of our prosecutors.
No one wanted to talk about it. We were told shut up until the Blaze broke their story. And then instant movement.
The FBI with the Biden administration for 4 long years. Let me be clear. There was no new tip. There was no new witness. Just good, diligent police work and prosecutorial work, working as a team along with ATF, Capitol Police, Metropolitan Police Department, and of course, the FBI. We are working every day to restore the public's trust. We hope that today is a significant step towards that progress. We'll share more information when we can and when it unfolds. I cannot stress enough how hard Director Patel and Deputy Director Bongino have worked for months to make our nation's capital safer and to make our country safer. I'd like to introduce now Director Patel.
Thank you, General. When you attack American citizens, when you attack our institutions of legislation, when you attack our nation's capital, you attack the very being of our way of life. And this FBI and this Department of Justice stand here to tell you that we will always refute it and combat it. We will provide the safest country
has ever seen. Let's go to the tidbits. X will grab all the most important stuff out. I'm just speechless at this point. I mean, yeah. If you're going to cover up the pipe bombing because it was the Democrats and all the rest of it, you're trying to protect the agencies, just shut up about it. Meanwhile, remember, data dump one on Epstein stuff. The minute we got it, I go, this is all old. And then listeners are mad at me going, you're sure? You're sure it's old? Yeah, I'm sure it's old. James O'Keefe yesterday, back in May, put out the stuff the Democrats just put out of inside Epstein's lair in the Caribbean at Little Pito Island. But they blacked out the names and stuff on the walls and on the phone. So they covered up. Where's the White House exposing that with their messaging? They got another torture chair like they got all those other facilities. All right, I apologize to our guest for making her hold during this, but she can obviously speak to this. Kitey, Defender of the Republic, on X at RealDefender45. She is a force behind Defender of the Republic and New Jersey-based political influencer and American First advocate. She serves as the New Jersey director of the Conservative Caucus, director of Latinos for America First, and national advisor to America First veterans. Through her viral social media presence, she exposes corruption, defends constitutional values, mobilizes communities to protect the Republic, defenderoftherepublic.online. So we got a lot of subjects to get into, the color revolution we're in the middle of, Soros, other issues are happening. But just first off, big picture, what do you make of this pipe bomber thing? What do you make of the whole Islam going into its expansion phase? How would you grade the Trump administration 11 months in here? But I'm always impressed with your reports. Thank you so much for coming on and spending your time with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's funny, I did watch a little bit of that press conference before you just played it there. And listening to Pam Bondi saying that she wants to restore the trust that the public has in the FBI and the DOJ is interesting, because the rest of that press conference played like a situation where they're just giving each other kudos and saying, look how great this person is. Look how great Pam Bondi is and Cash Patel. And, you know, that's the problem, is that
it's nails on a chalkboard. It's nails on a chalkboard. They know people don't like that?
We're tired of it. We just want the truth. And if you want to restore trust, give us some things without us having to pressure you into it. If the Blaze hadn't put out their reporting today, probably never would have happened. And the fact that the public feels that way is not restoring trust whatsoever.
Well, I need Trump to succeed. He's like night and day compared to the Democrats. But being in a cult and just agreeing with him only helps the dirty elements of their stay in control. What is your overall grade of the Trump administration this far in, and what do you really like? What are you concerned about? And what's your gut level prognosis on the midterms, everything that's happening?
Absolutely. I think President Trump is the man that we needed. The problem is that the people don't understand that the president is just the face of an administration. He's one man. He cannot do everything. So all of these people that are just saying, oh, the administration's doing great, without looking at who's behind him, who's blocking him from doing what he needs to get done, who is causing the issues within his administration, the fact that people think that that is impossible bothers me. And right now, when it comes to the reasons we voted for this president, I'm definitely not giving him an A here. There are way too many things that need to be done. A lot of questionable things that are happening. The endorsements that are coming out of this administration are extremely questionable. And the people that live in these states where these odd endorsements are coming from this administration are questioning, why is this happening? And I can tell you, we really need to dig into the Susie Wiles and the Chris LaCivitas of this administration. Why are they doing this? And if we're not questioning what's happening around the president, then we're just as responsible for the problems that we're living through.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, let's go there first. Since you mentioned, let's get into the questionable endorsements. People go, well, Lindsey Graham votes for Trump now. He'd be easy to primary and get a real patriot in. Okay, but he's actually, Trump is endorsing people, because I know he'll admit this. He's got a lot going on. He doesn't know each race. He's going off who's advising him. You've got some of these recommendations, some of these endorsements. Let's talk about some of these.
Well, so I live in New Jersey. I just saw a catastrophe happened within our state, and it started in the primaries. We had a true populist candidate who is an America First guy who's been in politics, involved in all of the America First initiatives since before MAGA was a thing. And the true informed voters, patriots, supported him. He was the guy who supported the president from the day he went down the escalator, and somehow the president ends up endorsing a guy who called him a charlatan, who said he was an embarrassment. And it was very, it was crazy to watch. And it was, you know, a lot of the people in New Jersey were very upset with the president for doing that. And then there were people who were saying, you just never know why. I know why. It was Kellyanne Conway. It was Susie Wiles. It was Chris LaCivita. These people don't care about New Jersey. They care about their paychecks. They care about the lobbying that they do. And that's the issue. I'm tired of giving away our country to people who are self-serving. These things affect my children, our families, our future. And at the end of the day, the president needs to get his house in order so that we can move forward in the right direction.
Absolutely. And that's not anti-Trump. That's pro-Trump, pro-America. So let's talk about color revolution. You nailed it. And now, since you put that out a few days ago, all these hoaxes against Hegseth failed, but they'll just move on to the next hoax, So they can take down Hegseth. They can then take down Trump, obviously with some fake impeachment for war crimes. Elaborating on color revolutions and how we counter this with what's happening right now.
Thank you. I actually wanted to go back to something you said earlier in your show. I happened to catch it. You mentioned Ted Gunderson, which is funny because when you first played my video, you said I was a liberal. I was a Democrat. And the reason for that is I was 18 years old when 9/11 happened. And to me, I always knew the government was questionable. But because this monumental catastrophe happened when I was 18 years old, I blamed the Republicans. So I became a Democrat, quote unquote. And my stepfather actually has a documentary that he did with Ted Gunderson that is unreleased. And I've been pressuring him to put it out, but he was the janitor at the North Tower on the day on 9/11, who publicly went on CNN on that day and said a bomb went off in the basement. And he's been traveling the world telling his story because he wasn't allowed to tell that story here. And he ended up suing the entire Bush administration. So I've always known that there have been issues, and I've always watched these problems happening. And now that I'm older, I see it's not Republicans, it's both sides. I didn't know what the uniparty was until Donald Trump made that a thing. And so over the last several weeks, I've heard people like General Flynn talking about color revolutions. And that's when I said, oh my God, there's a word for this. So I wanted to put it out to get, put it all together, make it easy for people to understand, because the public knows there's something wrong and they're just trying to figure out what it is, because we lived through all of this pain. We're watching the ridiculousness and everything get crazier. And so if we now, knowing what it is, look back into history and see that it's repeating itself, we can potentially stop it before it continues.
Absolutely. But listen, if you let me talk to your stepdad, I love Ted Gunderson. We were good, close friends. He was on the show. Totally tough. Oh, I'm here in the hospital, just got a sheep splatter, blah, blah, blah. He was like dead a week later. The last interview I did with him, like whenever it was, 8, 9 years ago, he ran around like a wild man exposing everything. Oklahoma City, 9/11, the pedophile rings, everything. He's got a documentary with your stepdad. Even if it's not finished, you send it to us, we'll add stuff to it, we'll put it out for free, or, you know, whatever. But yeah, that needs to get out. Unknown material with Ted Gunderson and then your stepfather. That's amazing. And I remember, what's his name? The janitor?
William Rodriguez.
Say his name?
William Rodriguez.
Oh, I know him well. Willie Rodriguez.
Yeah.
He's been on the show like 30 times.
He raised me.
He literally looks like and talks like, what's the old 50s sitcom? I Love Lucy.
Yes. He actually was. He played him in a play.
I knew that. He looks just like him. Ricky yeah. Ricardo.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We got to get Will. I remember Willie Rodriguez working on that. See, I just, you know, when you've been doing this 30-something years, it's all just a big blur. What a small world. Exactly. Willie Rodriguez.
Isn't it?
I was like, wait, there's a janitor. I'm getting you. And then, yeah. Wow. And it wasn't just Willie Rodriguez. We have the cops and firemen saying the same thing.
Exactly right. And that's the problem. And people think that we're crazy when we tell the truth. And,
oh, then I had the deputy emergency management on about how they had bombs in Building 7. They killed him a week later.
Correct. And he told me about the art students, and he knew about it. He had people that had spoken with them. It's insane.
The Israelis.
They're just correct. Correct.
That had taken over the floors for construction and art projects right where the planes hit.
Exactly.
And there's photos of top Israeli demolition experts, famous bombers in the building, which they posted. Yeah, here it is. Very nice folks here. Wonder what all those boxes are. Just, you can't make it up. The arrogance is really astounding. So where's Willie? So you got to get Willie Rodriguez back on the show.
Absolutely, I would love to. I've been pressuring him to put this documentary out. Apparently, there's a lot of interesting things in there. Things that I would love this new FBI or new government to put out. But you know, apparently, we have to be the ones to do that. So let's see if we can get him there.
Wow, what a small world! Well, you got to come on next week or something with Willie Rodriguez.
You got it. I would love to.
Wow. I probably interviewed him like 30 times.
That's incredible.
Had dinner with him in New York a few times. He's a character.
He is.
I guess you know him better than I do. Oh, my God. Literally Ricky Ricardo, folks. Guys, can we pull up William Rodriguez, 9/11? Just type it in. You'll see what I'm talking about. All right. Let's stop right there and restart, because we're having a love fest with Willie Rodriguez. What a great patriot. Let's get into more on the color revolution. And the fact that it just keeps rolling and rolling, are you heartened to see the deputy chief of staff and others saying it's a color revolution, specifically saying the elements of the CIA know it's the CIA, they're preparing a false flag, because exposing it is what takes their power away. We have to get ahead of this.
But we also need action. I want to know why the CIA has not been disbanded at this point, and maybe I'm being extra impatient. But, you know, I'm not seeing anything in regards to change within this administration. And, you know, I think the public feels the same way. We haven't exposed anything about it. All of it is coming from independent journalists, and it needs to come from our government so that they can restore actual trust and transparency. We can't say we're the most transparent administration when we're not actually doing it.
And you exposed Soros as well. We got a short video I'm going to play here where you expose Soros. Let's do clip 3. George Soros. Here's one of your reports on him. Got another one coming up. Titanic America, TikTok censorship, and more with our special guest. But here's George Soros in our report.
I think I found the real reason George Soros is still allowed to operate freely inside the United States while he's been kicked out or heavily restricted in Russia, Hungary, Turkey, Pakistan, Poland, the Philippines, and a half dozen other countries. The answer is simple, and it's hiding in plain sight. George Soros has probably been one of the CIA's most valuable private assets for over 40 years. He's the civilian deniable billion-dollar funding arm of American regime change operations worldwide. That's why no attorney general, no Congress, and no president has ever seriously moved to shut him down here. He's not just allowed in America, he's protected. This is why both George and Alex are so arrogant. If you've seen my video on color revolutions, you already know the script. Soros bankrolled this prototype in Serbia in 2000, refined it in Georgia in 2003, Ukraine in 2004, and the Arab Spring in 2011. The same USAID, NED, and Open Society Foundation's logos appear in every single one. The Arab Spring was the trial run for Europe's migrant crisis. In 2011, the CIA and Soros turned that playbook on Libya and Syria. Gaddafi warned the West in March of 2011 that if you take him out, millions would flood Europe from Africa. 8 months later, he was dead, and Libya was chaos, and the migrant waves began exactly as he had predicted. By 2015-2016, battle-hardened jihadists and economic migrants were streaming across the Mediterranean with iPhones, prepaid cards, and Twitter guides written in Arabic, the same social media mobilization tactics used in Kyiv and Tahrir Square. Wayne Madsen called it straight in 2015. This was a deliberate Soros CIA social engineering operation to fracture Europe from within. Same playbook, new target. And now we have America, 2020 to present. Remember the 2020 summer riots? Soros Open Society's foundations gave at least $33 million to the groups that organize and sustain them. How about the southern border caravans? Soros-backed NGOs provided the lawyers, the maps, and the logistics. How about defund the police and DAs in every major city? Soros money elected them. They're running the color revolution playbook on us now. Only this time, the target isn't Belgrade or Damascus, it's you. And this is why JFK was right. After the Bay of Pigs betrayal, President Kennedy reportedly told aides he wanted to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the winds. He never got the chance. 62 years later, we're living in the world the CIA built. One where a Hungarian-born billionaire who collapsed the Bank of England can pour unlimited dark money into American elections and street movements, and nobody in power dares touch him. Because he's not a liability, he's their most successful off-the-books contractor. The only question left? If Hungary, a country of 9 million people, can pass Stop Soros laws and kick his operations out, why can't we? Maybe it's time we finish what JFK started.
Connie, defender of the Republic, and I knew there was something about her. I've watched her stuff for a year or so. And I'm sorry I called you liberal. You said you've been a Democrat. The point is... Yeah. People like you are the secret weapon. Men, women, old, young, black, white, brown, doesn't matter. And then, of course, Willie Rodriguez is your stepdad. I mean, what an angel. What an incredible guy. Like, just a few years ago, I was like, I was trying to get a hold of him. I couldn't get a hold of him. I got to get him on the show. So he's such a sweetheart, too, and so smart. And as all the witnesses that back him up, you know, as you know, they threatened him to shut up and all that, and the firefighters and cops came out and said he was right. It's just, and then who was the deputy head emergency manager they murdered after he came on the show? I just can't keep track of it anymore. It's like, it's not even real. Like, it's not that I've done so much. I've just been around so long. It's Twilight Zone. We're going to break, but the best part of my job is seeing all these, don't call yourself an influencer, because that goes back to Plato, and I know they call everybody influencers. What you are is a journalist, you're a citizen, you're an activist. Because when they call you an influencer, that in rhetoric in Greek meant like someone that doesn't have philosophy, but is just trying to influence. So they call all you great independent, you're the new media. You're the real people. You're the leaders. You're the thought leaders. You're the future. I'm not lecturing you. I haven't done a whole rant. I mean,
I love that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So it's just so exciting. I'm all the time. Get me that person. Get me this person. It's like, they can be black, white, Hispanic, old, young. It's so cool. And notice, no teleprompter. She's way better than any CNN host. All they do is read off teleprompters and get $10 million a year. And when I launch the new network, we're going to do, regardless of InfoWars survives or not, we're close. I'm going to get all these people, and we're just going to load it up and blast it out. We're going to go 24 hours a day, okay? And first, we're going to go 19 hours a day, from 5 a.m. to midnight. We'll be right back. Stay right there. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesShow.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact that it has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Kitey, defender of the Republic's our guest. until about 5 after next hour. Then you notice the president reposted my interview with Patrick Byrne about the real reason we're going to Venezuela. The president can't tell you. President wants you to know what we're about to say. I'll leave it at that. And I got some more calls yesterday about this from, let's just say, a place in Pennsylvania Avenue saying, we want you to have Patrick back on. Actually, that was 2 days ago. We tried to get Patrick on. He said, I'm not ready to come on until today. Now he's ready with exclusive information. And he is, it's declassified. He's an intelligence agency operative. We're not going to say what agency he's with, but he has Flynn's full endorsement. Let's just say it's not the CIA. So, because that's who we're really at war with. And they're not all bad in there, but it's the biggest one. It was the one set up after World War II that kind of took over the other intelligence agencies, and it's the big problem. It's the mothership of the kind of the clearinghouse of corruption. You know, I kind of want to go back to your stepfather, Willie Rodriguez, because we got clips of him now. And I also want to get into Barry Jennings. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember his name. I got him on the radio once, and then I sent a film crew to interview him. And he was the deputy head of emergency management in Building 7 for the whole city. The head of emergency management didn't show up that day. And the bombs are going off. They said more bombs. They get him out. He comes on and says, I don't know what's happening. It backed up what Willie Rodriguez was saying over in one of the other towers. When they attacked Willie Rodriguez in the news, because he was going everywhere, including my show, one of the first interviews, they started threatening him, a whole bunch of dirty tricks. I can't remember now. It's like, you know, 25 years ago. And I'll try to get Willie back on now that we have a contact with him. I tried to get find his number a few years ago. Couldn't. And then all these firefighters and police came out and said, no. We saw the same thing. And then a lot of them, it turned out, were on local news when it happened saying it. But they really horned in on him. So perhaps you can recap, because I didn't mean to do a whole 9-11 thing today, but we have to do this now. In fact, we'll do this first again on the other issues, because this ties into the same deep state, the same global, same thing. Remind me, because again, this gets cloudy. I know he got harassed. I know a bunch of stuff happened. They said he was a liar. All these firefighters, police, and others said, no, he told the truth. Then a bunch of footage got released later that proved he was right about bombs under the building as well. What all did your stepdad go through and the craziness? And then you know about Barry Jennings, right? Because they killed him.
That's right. Yeah. So when the only reason his story got out was because the day of, CNN had live cameras when this was happening, and they grabbed him and said, what did you see? And, you know, out of shock and just everything that was happening, he said there was bombs in the basement, and that aired live to the public on CNN on 9/11. And then later on, you know, he started to tell this story to people and explain what happened on that day. And there were other people there with him. He happened to be the key holder. So it's a long story short. He won a lawsuit against the PATH people, like the Port Authority.
By key holder, he was the head janitor. He was the only guy that had keys to the whole building.
He had the key.
That's how he knew about the Israelis, because nobody else had access but him. He was the head janitor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Correct. And he was able to open up stairwells that the firefighters wouldn't have had access to because everyone else had left. They had a key. And so as he starts to talk about what happens on that day, he was silenced. They told him he could not talk about it because of the fact that he's talking about explosives before any planes hit the buildings. And so he started to go around the country where other leaders of countries welcomed him and said, hey, if this really happened, please, we'll give you a platform to tell the truth. And so that is why people in other countries know more about what happened on that day than Americans do. And that happens with a lot of different things. Like even with this George Soros video that I put out, is because, you know, I met with an ambassador, a Hungarian ambassador, who talked about the fact that George Soros is not allowed there and banned from his country. And it's crazy to think of how they look at us. And we're just allowing this guy to do whatever he wants here in America. And so I've always asked that question. Why is he allowed to operate here?
Well, let's be clear, as you said in your video, Soros was the front of the State Department, CIA, overthrowing them. So they see it as we're just overthrown by the same guy who used to run them.
Correct.
Well, we found the clip you mentioned from CNN from Richard Gage, an architect says, here's 9/11, great patriot. Here it is. Your stepfather, with literal dust on him that day, and then they attacked him, and then all these other witnesses came forward with the same report. Here it is.
There was an explosion. We're on the support floor, which is a basement. Guy came in running. All his skin was out of his body.
Oh, my God.
All his skin was out of his body. We took him
this
out.
This is CBS.
We
you don't see the same thing.
We heard a lot of rumbling. I went back in. There was a lot of smoke. We went up by the stairs with the Port Authority police to start rescuing people. A lot of people were coming out. But there was a lot of people that stayed there. We brought a lot of people on wheelchairs and a lot of people on gurneys, all people that couldn't make it because there was no elevator service. The elevator went out. While we were there, we heard an explosion. And it was on the radio. We were told that it was a 65th floor collapse. So at that moment, we couldn't continue going up. As it is, when I came out, there was still firemen there before the building collapsed. There were people on the 34th floor, on the 36th floor, 37th floor, and 39th floor. And we're talking about 30 firemen.
That were up on those floors?
That were on those floors.
When it collapsed?
When it collapsed. So I don't know what happens to them. I know the officer that was helping me. We don't know what happened to him. This officer leaned from the Port Authority Police. We have no contact with him. I've been looking for him. While we came out on the floor, on the lobby, there were still people on the floor, dead on the floor. There was a person encrusted on the floor. That's how big the impact was. As soon as we came out, we hear that the building was falling. We start running. We went inside right under the fire trucks because there was nowhere to go. Me and another like three firemen, we went under one of the fire trucks, and everything fell on top of it. So we almost get crushed over there. We were taken out of the truck.
Well, tell me a little bit about the emotional impact that this has had on
this
you.
This is
witnessing what you did.
I was on the when the bombing happened years ago, and this is the worst I ever seen. Doesn't compare at all. We're talking about the worst thing I ever seen in my life. Nothing compares to it. And when
that
I look
bombing
up,
was engineered by the FBI. That's declassified. So, wow, that's a CBS. There's also a CNN. Just amazing to see them demonize him that created a Streisand effect. And then all these other witnesses came out and said the same thing, including other interviews from the day. But here's Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management in Building 7, the FBI CIA New York Emergency Center, 47-story building, not hit by anything. And then bombs go off at first, and later they blow it up. There was a countdown. I interviewed the police officers that heard the countdown on the emergency radios. They told, get it back. They're blowing it up. They said on the news we're blowing it up. Even CNN and BBC got it wrong 25 minutes before it fell and said it's been blown up and fell into some footprint. Later they said that never happened, though we have the footage. So they really botched this whole operation in their attempted cover-up. Kind of like with Kennedy, they published in Indonesia and a few other countries hours before Lee Harvey Oswald was even apprehended as the patsy. Before he'd even been arrested, they got time zones off and jumped the gun and published that he was the shooter. So that's in the movie JFK, but that's accurate. I've got copies of actual newspapers. So that's how they screwed up. Here's Barry Jennings. And we sent crew. I interviewed him on the radio, but also sent crew to interview him. We heard the interview. And then a couple weeks later, he died of a really fast cancer. We sent crew there. The neighbors said, we saw a bunch of moving vans and feds. We think it's witness protection. One of the neighbors said, we think we saw Barry. I think they told him national security and did it. Regardless, this is what he said. Here it is.
Well, me and Mr. Hess, the corporation counsel, were on the 23rd floor. I told him we got to get out of here. We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the 8th floor. And I turned to Hess. I said, this is it. We're dead. We're not going to make it out of here.
In 2001, Barry Jennings was the Deputy Director of Emergency Services for the New York City Housing Authority. After the first plane hit the North Tower at 8:46 a.m. on the morning of 9/11, Jennings was called to the city's Office of Emergency Management in World Trade Center Building 7, along with Corporation Counsel Michael Hess, to help coordinate the emergency response. Hours later, World Trade Center Building 7, also known as the Salomon Brothers Building, collapsed at free-fall acceleration directly into the path of most resistance. After 7 years of investigation, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, determined that the building had not come down due to explosives or controlled demolition, as many alleged, or due to structural damage from the collapse of the Twin Towers, an explosion in the building's fuel oil systems, or any of the other suggestions that had been put forward and retracted by NIST over the course of its investigation. In September 2008, just as NIST was presenting its final report concluding that WTC-7 had spontaneously collapsed from ordinary office fires, it was reported that Barry Jennings had passed away in hospital the month before. No further details of his death were offered. Dylan Avery, seeking to bring closure to Barry Jennings' life, answer questions about his death, and honor the bravery of a 9/11 survivor who spoke the truth even when it was unpopular, hired a private investigator to determine the circumstances of Jennings' death. In a remarkable and bizarre turn of events, however, after pursuing the case, the investigator referred the matter to the police, refunded his fee, and told Avery never to contact him again. To this day, no time or cause of death of Barry Jennings has ever been publicly announced or confirmed.
The man stepped over bodies. We know that happened. He and Hess both talked about internal explosions. That building housed the CIA, the Secret Service, the SEC.
I'm just confused about one thing and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions.
And anybody that wants to go dig it up, I forget it was Loose Change 2 or 3, whatever. I financed it. I paid for the interviews, the investigators, all of it. The great folks at Loose Change went out and did it. But it is powerful, folks. And he describes it all and how they blew the building up. But we don't just have to believe him. They said they blew it up. Actually, 45 minutes before on BBC, and then 30 minutes to 25 minutes, and then CNN. Before it blew up. And so it's just absolutely insane. And then we interviewed the firefighters and police who said it wasn't over emergency channels. It was under the Red Cross. They learned was actually all the secret communications. And that's how the cops are on the news saying, get back, they're going to blow up the building. And the Red Cross, again, is the oldest intelligence agency there is. So I'm not saying your average grandma handing out blankets is part of it. I'm saying the communication system was what the deep state was using to coordinate that. I didn't mean to distract from your interview, but the fact that your stepdad is Willie Rodriguez and all this took me down memory lane here, which is really important to understand.
Yeah. What's sad to me, though, is that a lot of people say, how can what he's saying be true? Why is he still alive? And it's sad that we live in a world where that is what makes people believe something is true, is for a whistleblower and a truth teller to be taken out for telling the truth. But this is why my stepdad had traveled around the world to tell his story, so that an exposure is what helps. So the more people that he tells this story to, the safer he is. And that is why I encourage people to understand just what is at stake when whistleblowers actually come forward.
Well, that's right. Sunlight's the key. So it's a famous scene in JFK, but that movie's like a documentary. It's all accurate because I interviewed people involved. Fletcher Prouty was the head of Black Ops, who they took off Black Ops and literally sent to the North Pole when they killed Kennedy for the month. And he went and later met with the prosecutor out of New Orleans, Jim Garrison, exposed it all. And Garrison said, well, why am I still alive? He said, because you're in the spotlight, buddy, and you better stay. So Willie Rodriguez stayed in the spotlight. Plus, he was just the head janitor. You know, they could say not the deputy head of emergency management that was there where they said they blew it up to him. He was an eyewitness, is why they had to kill him.
That's right. And he's a person that wants the truth out there. He went as far as to sue the entire Bush administration. Not an easy thing to do. He's gone and tried to get this in front of people in Trump's administration. And so at the end of the day, if this new administration and the new DOJ, the new FBI, they want us to trust them, this is a good start. Give us transparency on something like 9/11. Give us the information that we know is there. Why does it have to be public pressure that forces the information to come out?
God that forgotten would be all this. The crew's pulling up footage of me and Willie Rodriguez and Charlie Sheen. Just crazy stuff. Say what you about Charlie Sheen, but Martin Sheen got involved exposing it, all of it. So good for them.
There were a lot of celebrities involved at the time because they saw it, and it's interesting how they've gone quiet since.
Wow. Well, understanding this now is going to stop false flags in the future. And
I sure hope so.
Well, to your color revolution thing, did you see Jesse Waters last week where two high-level CIA told him they're getting ready to stage a bad event to blame Trump? Then he called a false flag. stage a bad event to blame Trump to try to drive him from office. That's why they want the military prepared to go against Trump. I mean, this is very dangerous. This is why I'm really glad you're spotlighting him.
Right. As long as President Trump is trying to stand in the way of them protecting the American people, they're going to do everything to remove him. And whether it is what they've tried with him before and or it's going to be, you know, doing anything that the public has seen before, it's the problem is there's nothing that these people won't do to try to preserve themselves. And that's what we're going to continue to see, unfortunately.
Wow. But do you agree with me? Because this is like an FBI press conference where I'm kissing your ass saying how great you are just to say that. I get so excited. Do you get excited seeing how many smart people, like it's exponential, I see online that aren't reading off teleprompters that get it like you? I mean, you nail it. I mean, you're A-plus smart. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I could do a video. I'm serious. I said this when I aired it 2 days ago. I don't think I can nail a 3.5-minute video as good as you did. You understand? That's what I'm looking for. I am excited by that. I mean, you're nailing it. And are you excited by seeing other people nailing it?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, this can be, anyone can do this. For me, I was just a mom. What encouraged me to go out there was motherhood. I don't want my children
to... That was my next question. What? I'm going to shut up, but you're so on target. What? I meant to say it. I forgot to say it. What activated you, or how long have you gotten engaged?
So I used to be an Obama person. I thought Obama was the best thing ever, and I didn't see it until Donald Trump started talking about the deep state and the uniparty. And that's when I started looking at what Donald Trump was doing, and I said, oh my God, he gets it. This is absolutely what this is. And so at the time I was pregnant and I was with my second child, and my friends, when they found out I was voting for Trump the second time around, they decided that they could no longer be friends with me. I was racist. They called me every word on the planet. And that's when I was so upset. I said the media brainwashed my friends and took them from me. So I was on a mission to counteract the media messaging no matter what. So I started to put out things that I was learning, things that I was seeing out on social media. And once it started to gain some traction, I didn't stop. I've been doing it ever since. And, you know, I've started to see what works with people, how people start to wake up, how they learn. And so when I put things, a lot of information into small bite-sized doses that they can take and then take that information and go learn more on their own, that's the best way to do it. And I work a full-time job. I've got kids. I've got a lot of things going on. I'm a part of 3 different organizations. So if I can do it, anyone can do it. Just speak out, have the courage to do it, and do anything you can to get involved and make a difference.
Absolutely. It's exciting. Because I've always said my mission is not to be the only guy that knows this, is get everybody on board. And you don't have to hear what I say. Once people are awake, they see it for themselves. So did any of your old friends that were, sunshine patriots, not winter soldiers, they ever apologize to you?
Never. And I call that wrong and strong. There are a lot of people out there who refuse to admit they were wrong and they want to stick with it. And unfortunately, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. But everyone wakes up in their own time.
I'm about to say, give it time. Most people that disagree with me have now apologized, that I know. Speaking of the devil, though, that's why it's such bad optics. And I got this from Roger Stone and others. They said, you're not getting Epstein. It's Mossad. It's the Queen of England. Not with kids, but laundering money, which has now come out. And then the Melania connected to Epstein. Not anything real, but Trump's just pissed. And he's like, move on. It's a distraction. And then he's not involved. But then by helping cover it up, he becomes involved. And when we get it, it's an old investigation. They've already cherry picked it. It's not going anywhere. So he just move on. You can't do that optically. And now James O'Keefe back in May or it was June released all this stuff inside Epstein Island and you know, all the stuff implicates Democrats. They released it yesterday, but black out all the Democrats' names and the stuff off the walls and off the phone records, and then try to spin it against Trump with no evidence of Trump, which, again, is the frustration. Why is he not doubling down and just exposing it? But here's the Democrats releasing old information edited to be deceptive. Where's the scandal? Where's the Republicans talking about it? Again, they're always flat-footed.
Right. When you said sunlight is the best disinfectant, why not talk about how backroom deals work? Why not talk about how other foreign influences are involved in things? I think the public can handle it. And it's, you know, we take in so much information. We take it, we run with it, and we forget about it 2 days later. But I think at this point, if you ran on transparency, be super transparent and trust that the American people are going to take that information in a way that they are grateful for being told the things they knew was there, because we know something is wrong. And that's just, I think, where we're missing the mark. And, you know, there's a lot of things involved in Washington, and I don't know everything, and a lot of people don't, but I think that, in my opinion, is the best way to go about it.
I agree, and I want to say something from all my sources. I'm not 100% sure, but we've honed it in. We're pretty sure. Susie Wiles believes she's good. She's not an evil person. She's from Washington. She thinks working with the system is how you win. And in a way, she helped navigate all the fraud and stuff and got Trump in. So Roger really respects her. But she keeps trying to make deals when they don't hold with the deals. And so
Correct. We're
in a war time situation. We need a wartime consigliere, to quote the Godfather, not a peacetime one. And so that's not where we're at right now. And the optics of Trump's like, yeah, I'm giving money to all you. It's what you got to do. It's a corrupt system. Everybody loved that. He was honest about it. It wasn't illegal what he did. He said it's corrupt, though. It's a system. It's not illegal. We want to see that. We don't want to see him making deals with these people. Plus, I told Trump, I said, you're making this deal. I said, they're going to stab me in the back. Now he knows I'm right. So the good news is, because we're almost always right, they're definitely listening to every word we say now, which has really got to scare the deep state. But, I mean, we want a rebel. And Trump, in actuality, is a rebel against the system. The system's after him. But he's trying to act too much like he's already won the fight. I get with some people, he thinks that creates confidence. But no, we don't want that. We don't want to hear inflation solved. We want to know you're turning it around, which he is. I just think we want straight shooting. What's your message to President Trump?
I would love for the president to reach out more to the American people. A lot of his administration spends a lot of time going on legacy media, Fox News. So my assumption would be is that all of the messaging they're giving him is from those outlets. The independent media, the people that are down in the dirt doing the work, are the ones that are giving him the messaging he needs to hear. We're the people that voted for him and helped get him elected. These are the people he needs to reach out more to. He did something on Truth Social where he posted a lot of people. I want him to do more of that. I want his administration to go on independent podcasts. And the other thing is, stop surrounding yourself with yes men. I mean, I know that the president needs to hear certain things he may not want to hear. And those are the people who are going to give it to him the way it needs to be told. And, you know, at the end of the day, I know I have a lot of confidence in President Trump. This is why we fought so hard to get him into office. But we also want to ensure that he is continuing in a way that we're not going to lose the midterms, that we're not going to have him impeached again, you know, with this Democrat narrative and all of these things that they continue to do. We've got a limited amount of time for him to get these things done. So we have to work faster, in my opinion. I'm not there, but this is what the American people are feeling.
Well, yeah, you nailed it. In fact, I've made this point, but I meant to make it again today. It was actually in my notes. I left the notes in the car like an idiot, like I always do. Or always even the coffee table or bathroom, you know. It's like we did an intervention during the election, 6 months in to the election. We said, go show him the numbers that podcasts are way bigger than corporate media, that Joe Rogan's 30 times bigger than CNN, you know, all that. He went on Elon. They had 1 billion views for the interview. Do more of those. He's like, oh, wow, podcasting's giving traditional media a run for its money. No, it ain't giving it a run for its money. It's running circles around like Michael Jordan playing me at basketball, okay? It's not even, I can't get one score here. This is ridiculous. But he's 79, folks. He's still obsessed with corporate media, and that's how they're controlling him. And they do these interventions now where they go and show him the show. And I'm told this. He calls me. And he goes, oh, yeah. He calls it the clips. And so Barron comes in and others, oh, look, Dad, look at this. You know, and they're like trying to, you know. So there's really a war over Trump's psyche. Like Roger Stone said, Trump always makes the right decision, give him the right information. The problem is you got to get it in front of him. We'll be right back. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at theolicenstore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the Ultra Methylene Blue. Get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexShowStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
She's the stepdaughter of Willie Rodriguez. We're going to get him in studio in the next week or so. In closing here with you, you've warned of Titanic America. What are you talking about?
Yes. So that was one of the first viral videos I ever made. And it was from what I was witnessing when Joe Biden became, quote unquote, president. And the ridiculousness that I was watching and, you know, having Democrats for friends and talking to them where they're like, oh, no big deal. This was my message to them in terms of, do you not see this craziness? So that was what that video was.
And we're going to add it in post once we post this next. We're live now, but I want to have a few minutes left with you. What would have been like, because I'll criticize Trump, keep on the straight and narrow all day. That's great. But spending, it's like a thing like, we're good. We only bitch about Trump and exaggerate and knock him out all day. No, we should be thankful. Imagine getting out of the carbon taxes, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, all of it, fluoride, you know, out, the mercury out, all of it. It's insane changes. So be thankful for that. What would it be like if Kamala Harris was in right now?
Oh, we'd be done. We wouldn't have a country anymore. Without borders, we have no country. And that border was wide open. It would have stayed open. And so that alone would have been awful. And I thank God that we, the people, worked together to get Donald Trump back in office because that is what was necessary. But now, you know, the ball is in his court and we've got to get the right things done. We've got to get his people working and focused on the mission. And we've got a limited amount of time to get it all done.
2 minutes to break. Give us a hardcore rant about the future of America and the world.
Oh, God. Well, everyone needs to understand the future of this nation depends on all of us getting involved. And my voice started out very small. It doesn't matter what it is that you do for a living. It doesn't matter where you live. What's important is talking about the truth, what you're feeling, getting involved, working with other people, and encouraging the administration to do the right thing. Public pressure works. And like we talked about on the show earlier, I believe that public pressure to this administration, they see it, they hear it, keep doing it, because that's the only way that we will be able to hold them accountable, to hold the bad guys accountable, which we've been begging for. So until if we stop asking for it and we just say, oh, great job when nothing's happening, then they're not understanding what it is that we need them to do. It is our job to tell the government how it needs to operate and not the other way around. So at the end of the day, take accountability for everything that you do, get involved and do anything possible and work locally, work any possible way that you can within your local area and, you know, get your voice heard.
Well, that's right. And it was the Q-tards, last time being run by intelligence at the end, that said, don't question, you're a traitor if you question anything. We were exposing bad guys. And most of them are nice people, but, you know, the head guys we know was controlled, at least towards the end. I know who actually launched it at first, the way to leak stuff, they got taken over. Oh, yeah, you know, you're right. Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. But that blindness that went on. But now it's been the Israel lobby. I don't have a hard on for Israel. I don't hate Israel. But Israel's seen the power vacuum. The Democrats in deep trouble. Their low approval rating, lowest ever. Their low fundraising. And they've tried to swoop in and say, we're real MAGA, all these never-Trumpers. Do what we say. And so that's kind of pissed off MAGA to get mad at Trump because of that Israel wing that Trump's trying to work with. We can't throw Trump out just because Israel made a run at us. That's what foreign interests do. And I don't think you just hate Israel because they tried to do that. It's what they do. You block them, but you don't get emotional about it. It's what all these countries do.
That's right. And they're not going to stop. I mean, there are missions to Israel happening all the time. There are 1,000 pastors that just went there this week. So it's never going to stop. And at the end of the day, we need to focus on what's important and the change that we can affect and not the things that.
And here's my deal. I'm against the Chinese leadership. I'm not against Chinese people. I don't like what Israel's doing. I'm against Israelis in general. I just disarm it. I'm like, no, you're not allowed to run us. I don't hate you. Just in. Thank you so much. Amazing interview. We'll talk to you soon. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm not judging Patrick Byrne. He's a great patriot, been a billionaire, started some of the most successful companies in America. It's been declassified, did U.S. intelligence work for the country. And when he found out the Democrats were double-crossing America, went public against him in the last 8-9 years. But when I've been attempted to be recruited over and over again by intelligence agencies, I've said no. He refused the CIA, but worked for some others. And General Flynn's confirmed that. I it's not that I don't trust people to try to recruit me, but I know that changes and then they can set you up. I just said no. So Trump had been in office about 3 months in 2017, and then some folks from the White House come down here, and they're with different intelligence agencies, not the CIA, and they say, hey, we got this cute thing we launched, super classified. We know you got in trouble with the WikiLeaks. You didn't put it out, but you were the most successful covering it. And we know you're going to get a bunch of trouble. We know the Democrats are gearing up to sue you over all this. We got a way to leak stuff with anonymity, and then we'll be protected. And I said, and then how do you protect the source of that and not have somebody take the identity? They said, yeah, we thought about that problem. And I said, no, thank you. I'm not going to be part of that. And I love the Q people. Like, I'm on air 31 years. Everybody knows who I am. They know I break constant stuff all the time. They know I can call up. If I need the president to call me, he'll call me within a day. I don't even try to get that done. Like, Patrick Byrne's a real person. Roger Stone's a real person. General Flynn's a real person. Former head of defense intelligence. And I'm not at war with the Q people in general. It just becomes this thing of back then, Roger told me a month before the election, 2020, he goes, we're going to lose. And he's told the story on air since then. He goes, don't tell people this. But he goes, Trump won in a landslide in 2016. But that was 10-15% baked in fraud. We had to override. He said these Q people saying we're invincible and Hillary's in Gitmo. We're doing internal polling. They think Trump's got in the bag. He doesn't. We got to have 10-15% more or he'll have it stolen. And of course he was right. So I'm not singling out the Q people because they're not any influence now because it's so discredited. The problem is you got all these white pill people that say don't question anything in the administration. When Trump, this is a way better administration, but there's still problems. No, the spotlighting helps, course correct. When Trump gets the right information, he always makes the right decision. Then you got black pillars that think everything's sold out. Trump's the devil. It's all they do all day. The liberal media boosts these influencers and promotes them. And this is dangerous, folks. This is dangerous, okay? So take Patrick Byrne on last week. We said in the interview, we said, we're saying things Trump can't say. He's saying it's about fentanyl, it's about cocaine. That's a side issue that gives him the legal reason to do it, which is authorized under Thomas Jefferson's precedent and the war powers and all of it, and the emergency, clear, and present danger. But the real issue is Venezuela, one of the richest countries in the world, piggybacking the globalist election fraud, all of it, as General Flynn and others have said. And before Trump got in, we said he's moving on Venezuela or he's not serious. Just like we got to end Ukraine where they're laundering the money back to the Democrats. But Trump can't come out and say we're about to hit Venezuela because it's the Democrats' piggy bank. So what does Trump do? He posts a link and then they later posted more links to the full interview to what Patrick Byrne said. I tried to get Patrick on 3 days ago because I got a call from the White House. He said, hey, they really liked that interview. You should get Patrick Byrne on more and talk about this, this, and that. I'm going to stop there. I said, okay, Patrick's like, I'm too busy. I'm working on some stuff. I'll come on in a few days. Well, he was getting articles written, documents ready, things he's about to lay out here. So it isn't about, oh, proving our credibility. Look, we really know what we're talking about. Folks, it's not like Patrick Byrne just fell off a turnip truck last week or me either, okay? Like, our whole business is being accurate, all right? And I'm getting a lot of heat for being for regime change. I've been against all the others because it wasn't in our interest. This isn't neocon. This is classic Americana. Now, could it be a trap? Am I worried about the execution? I hope Maduro leaves. Yes. But it's the CIA, as Byrne said 2 months ago, now came out 2 weeks ago, doesn't want full regime change. They want Maduro to run over wherever, put his deputy in, that Patrick Byrne told you about months ago, now mainstream news, and continue it on because elements of the deep state want that piggy bank to continue. So this is a big deal. So here's the president posting, and this is the only clip they linked to. They also linked to the full interview. So the president wants you to hear what Patrick Byrne said last week. And he wants you to hear about the auto pin as well. That's not some 4chan magic code thing. That's the president posting this saying, I want you to see this. Here's one of the clips the president posted. They're now turning on their former bosses, which shows they know they're done. I mean, explain how big a deal that is to have their top people pop, because it's not just, you know, they've already gone to the White House. Then the White House says, well, then go show us. If we were to trust you, go public. They're now going public. So explain what happened last week.
Well, networks, a general rule is networks under pressure break down. They start breaking down. People turn on each other. So just by keeping the pressure on over a long time, it's breaking down. People are off trying to make their own deals. People are not, you know, roll early, roll often. When you're in a mafia like this, you want to be one of the first guys to roll. It doesn't do you any good to wait till other people have given up the information. But yeah, they recently came out, Michelle Obama, in the last days of Biden, Michelle Obama went in and used the auto pen. I think there were 4 or 5 pardons she gave. And then you'd love to see, who knows if they charged $1 million a pardon? Who knows how that, that's so illegal. That is so illegal. But they get a, they've gotten away with murder. For 17 years, there's no rule of law on all these crazy scandals that you've talked. There's no rule of law.
By the way, I watch body language. I've seen Obama in the few interviews he's done. He is a stuttering idiot. He is scared. All of his bravado is gone.
Well, for the first time in life, he hasn't got a bunch of people carrying him. And he's turned gray. I mean, he just looks terrible. I'm sorry to see that. I don't want him ill health. But he overthrew the country, and I'm saying that as a guy who worked for him. I was a national intelligence asset directly under his pen. And I'm telling you this all, he tried to overthrow the United States government. It all started Thanksgiving of 2015. But really all, at the very least, it really all started then.
All right, stay there. Let's go to Venezuela next. Stay with us. Where we're going now. So the president wanted you to see that, and they linked the whole interview. Now, that's the president. That's not 4chan, 8chan. You know, you're looking at clouds seeing giraffes or something. That's what the president wants you to look at. So I want to get into the new big developments. You waited 2 days to come on to get this. This is huge. We're going to break the new Venezuela information. People inside the system turning against them. This is huge. But let's talk about why the president wanted that to be seen and the full interview. Let's speak to that and the auto pen and then get into everything else. Patrick Byrne, thank you so much for being here with us. Patrick Byrne on X and EnemyWithin.docuseries.com. Patrick Byrne.
Thank you, Alex. Great to see you again. Sorry I delayed you a couple of days. I'm still in the same dirty T-shirt, Thomas Holmes. I'm a hoodie. I've been getting information for you, Alex, and it broke last night. You'll forgive me for why I delayed.
No, I got that part. I'll get to the new info in a minute, but just address first.
Let's go back to this. The Michelle Obama thing, it passed unnoticed a few weeks ago in the press. She turns out to have gone in the last days of Biden and using the auto pen gave 4 or 5 pardons. Now, the chances are 100% somebody got paid something. Now, you might not be able to find it in a bank account. Could be crypto. Could be the way they do things.
Real estate.
They got paid Chicago. In addition, the Tony Reza stuff. You're one of the few people who knows all these stories. You know why Obama and Tony Reza were like this? Because Tony Reza is a Syrian Christian, and one thing Syrian Christians know how to do is keep their mouth shut. That guy did a decade in prison for Obama, keeping his mouth shut. Anyway, so there was that. I think the president also highlighted that, because I was telling the world, roll early, roll often. There are certain key figures who are considering flipping sides, and I want them, I think the president clearly wanted them to think about that. When you're part of a mafia like this and it's coming apart, you want to be one of the first. They only give deals to the first guys that come in with information or can corroborate a bit. You want to be one of the first.
And now you're here with a major deal that just got made. So again, why would Trump want people to not? He didn't just post that. They also link to a full interview. Why does the president want people to see what you said? Well, we said in the interview, there's things Trump can't tell people about while we're really doing this. It's really about taking the Democrat deep state piggy bank away.
Well, that's a hypothesis on your part. I think there's a lot. That's probably on the list of reasons to hit Venezuela. That's probably not in the 10 top list of the top 10. What the reason to hit Venezuela. So yeah, I think he was also by retruthing that, doubling down on this, telling any people out there with information, now is the time. And I can assure any such people, you've got days, maybe hours to go make your deal.
That's probably the message is roll right now.
Yeah, roll early, roll often. And then the other thing, so now you tell me when you want me to get on to the...
No, but just finish up with that, and finish up with and then let's get to the huge news.
Yeah, okay, I think that they retweeted that to reinforce the message of roll early, roll often. And I can tell you folks out there thinking of rolling... I'm, they keep me on the outside because I'm such a wild card, but I'm close enough. I can tell you, you have a week at the most, maybe days to roll and maybe less than 24 hours to roll everything. And especially with this letter that's come out from Hugo Carvajal, a lot, there's just some details to be filled in. So roll early and also don't take your eyes off the ball with Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama, it's been totally forgotten, but look it up a few weeks ago. She turned out to have gone in the last days and used the auto pen herself. Do you get why that's so crazy, Alex? Why
it's just absolute POTUS's linebacker, Atticus for arms, maybe one of the pants, literally hands on the crime. That's major leverage.
Yeah, and it's all it tells. Well, he effectively was president for the whole 4 years. Of Biden, so it probably didn't even seem strange to him because he was the president.
We confirmed when Biden first got in that a committee of the Obamas, the Clintons, and Hunter and Jill and a few others would have committee meetings about what got signed. That's been confirmed. You know, they have the chief of staff, as you know, went to Ed Martin 6 months ago, blew the whistle. They have it all.
Yeah, they have it all. I know that they have convened the grand jury in Florida. All of this is going to be coming. I mean, this is the most monstrous crime in history against the USA. So, yeah, this auto pen scandal.
Well, it's the new massive news exclusive you got out. You're always dead on, folks. He's batting 1,000, take it to the bank. But what does the deep state do now? They got senators calling for coups on TV. I played it first hour. They are in full chicken with head cut off mode, which makes them even more dangerous. What did the Democrats do that they're coup against Hegseth, both on Signalgate and Kill Them All Gate? Was it true? That's all confirmed now. What did they do? They just knew hoaxes? What are they going to do?
Well, I think that was their plan, but they really took one on the jaw last night with this big letter. I think they're dreaming if they think the military is going to support them. Some weenies may. I think if some weenies try to follow this stuff about stand and like officers try to stand against and go with this, Norm Eisen color revolution that they started, their own enlisted people will liquidate them. Remember in Vietnam, you know, fragging the lieutenant was quite a popular thing to do. And I think that from what I hear, the enlisted are so fed up. And if their officers start leading in this direction, they're going to frag some generals. They're not the military, and they should. They swore an oath to defend the Constitution, and that includes from any corrupt generals or colonels who are trying to get you to break with the constitutional structure. So,
by the way, that's what you're supposed to do for people that know history, like Patrick Byrne, who is a historian. If you're given a commander-in-chief order and you believe it's legal and you're having a commander saying don't follow it, I mean, it's like My Lai Massacre, kill the whole village. That's obvious, don't follow it. But the president's like, arrest illegal aliens or, stop a drug boat. If you're given an order not to do that, you're 100% need to disregard who gave that order and follow the president's order.
Correct. Arrest your superior or kill him rather than do that, because that's where the soft coup is coming from. Tell him I said to do it. So that's one thing. And now any mystery, I mean, it's getting harder for them because the fog, they live in the fog. They live in the dark. These bad guys, they don't want transparency, but that fog is now burning off. It's burning off with his letter, this confession that came out last night.
This is huge. Everybody, you know, tune in now. This is huge news. You're about to break, but people that don't know, part of living in darkness and fog is they smoke their own dope. They actually still think they've got power because they live in that fog.
No, they don't. Trump, and believe me, the president has very good military advisors who have told him just what he has control of the military. These guys are dreaming. These guys are dreaming if they think they're going to get the military to
stand. And they show what they're scared of with the false flags they're planting that they're trying to undermine the military. It shows how weak they are.
Yeah, they're. The woke officers of the military should be looking under their cars before they start them. Their people are so fed up with them. So they're out of their minds if they think they're going to get away with it.
All right, so let's start over now. Here's the massive news. Why you couldn't come on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. You're here now. You have the breaking news. You got out in the Dallas Express and other publications. You have this letter. As you said, the defections are happening. This is a big deal. Patrick Byrne, tell us what's happening. Exclusive former Maduro spy chief letter to Trump seeks to expose narco-terrorist war on U.S. This is a game changer. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, the former head of military intelligence of Venezuela, his name, Hugo Carvajal, he's been sitting for 2 years. He's defected in 2017 from the regime and stayed in Spain. We arrested him 2 years ago. And he's been sitting in prison in New York. He reached out to me, to me and the people I've worked with you, the Gary and the guy I call Zorro, the three of us who've been on this, and offered to flip and turn everything up. Now, just so you know, everything we've been fighting is actually, this election system is categorized as a weapon. And it reports to the Venezuelan military intelligence. So this is the guy who was over the weapon. He was Nicolas Maduro's and Hugo Chavez's director of intelligence. So he knows it all. He got in touch and let us know that he would flip sides. And that he negotiated rigging elections in dozens of countries, and his office was wired for sound. He has videotapes of dozens of countries in his negotiations. Don't worry, people. They're all safe. They're all hidden. He was offering to turn this over and help. He cooperate. And what's really important to know since June, what's really important to know is the DOJ and the CIA blocked it. The CIA has been saying he doesn't have any useful information. That seems odd. The Venezuelan direct general of military intelligence doesn't know anything worth debriefing about. Hmm.
That was grabbed under Biden to make sure he stayed quiet.
Yeah. And kept completely isolated. Well, he's actually, oddly enough, he's in Rikers Island now. His cellmate is P. Diddy, believe it or not. But he's, and I've also heard stories about how P. Diddy kind of, and how he's behaving in Rikers. We'll save that for a different day. Anyway, this guy, he's written a letter that says this letter may as well be Alex Jones was right. Alex Jones was right. The director of military intelligence of Venezuela has written a letter that says, you're in a war with the United States. The U.S. is in a war with Venezuela. We're overthrowing you. Cuba, Venezuela. The drug trade was a weapon. We set this all up as a weapon. Smartmatic is all rigged. I know. I installed the head of IT. We built it. This is him saying this. It's all rigged. Your elections have been rigged. Blah, blah, blah. It's only a two and a half page letter. You really put up on your site. And third, he says something very remarkable. I'm only going to mention it because it's in this letter, which higher authorities okayed could be made public. There's a piece of very sensitive information in there that I'm surprised they've decided to make public. I'll put it this way. When General Flynn was briefed on this, so General Flynn, as I've said, he stayed out. We didn't bring him in any of the illegal stuff or whatever we were doing before the election. But since the election, he's kind of emerged as, I kind of think of him as my handler these days, or for us, it's kind of, well, it's like playing sandlot, basketball and having Michael Jordan show up to be your coach. It's great. So when we have this information, we can bypass all the three letter agencies who hate me now anyway and get it to Flynn. And he knows the right people for it to go to. It bypasses all the bullshit. He turned white when he heard this information, and the information that came from this Venezuelan general in a prison is that in 2015, we invited the Russians in. They're undersea cables. I ask Darius to put up, Daria, I sent you some maps. There are these maps of undersea cables of Latin America. And you can see that the undersea cables, which carry all the telecoms, come up the coast and they touch each country. They touch Venezuela. In that port on that island, they brought the Russians in and they tapped in since 2015. That means the Russians have been in our military since 2015 worldwide. My understanding is once they've broken in one place, they get access to the whole network. It's like its own internet. And the Russians have been in our, had 100% access to all our comms since 2015. And so that was a huge, when General Flynn heard that, I'm told he went white and said, I can't even put this in the report.
By the way, that's what William Binney said on my show, the technical head of NSA, like 8 years ago. He said he caught the Democrats building back doors into all the NSA and then giving it to foreign assets.
Doesn't surprise me. Well, they gave that he walked over. This was so sensitive. He walked over and briefed the president on this face to face just 4 or 5 months ago when we got it. That means that Russians have been inside everything for 10 years, all of our systems, all of our government systems. That's such an extraordinary, that may be one of the most, well, that is one of the most damaging things ever to happen to our national security.
Well, Venezuela what did Brennan think he did under Obama ordering back doors built in so they could do it? They didn't think somebody hacked their email and get the damn back door?
I think he's a traitor. I think they're traitors. I think that there's a long
plan. No, exactly. He didn't get hacked. He gave it to him.
Yeah, he didn't get it. Right. Well, we're so penetrated now from this intrusion. That alone is an act of war demanding we address it. But coupled on, this letter is just amazing. You got to give it to your viewers. It's Alex Jones. The head of military intelligence of Venezuela has written a letter, and it's Alex Jones on his most souped up dimethyl blue or whatever it is this thing we take, most souped up energetic. He's confessing it all to us. He's saying you absolutely have to defend your country. You're being overthrown. This is where they've committed acts of wars. You are absolutely in the right to go and liberate Venezuela, et cetera. He's saying all this in the letter.
Well, hey, come back. I've got the letter. We're posting on X right now. Read the letter on air, Patrick Byrne, because you're the guy that got this to break. Great job. Patrick, how people follow you on X, how they find your work?
follow me, Patrick Byrne, you know, at Patrick Byrne on X, or you can follow me on Locals, or I'm starting to come on and be a regular with you, Alex. I like breaking you and Emerald. You'd have Emerald Robinson on someday if you guys aren't.
Yeah, we had her on last week. We love her.
She's a great researcher.
I mean, she's hard to look at too.
Yeah. Boy, she's really glammed up in the last few days, I've noticed too.
I'm being sarcastic. Anyways, yeah. She's a married woman. Beautiful. Let's not, you know. No, she's super smart, super awesome. I love Emerald. Yeah. Jeez. Hey.
This is national. Yep.
Let's go to break. Hey, Mike Lindell running for governor of Minnesota.
Really? Good, good, good.
Durka Muhammad Jahan. We'll see if he can, we'll call it the crusade. He should lead the crusade, like wear a crusader outfit.
Who is Durka Muhammad Jahan? Is that an actual person?
That's Ilhan Omar. Oh. That's the name of Ilhan Omar's dildo. I'm sorry, I'm gonna stop. I'm sorry, I'm out of control. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We have a new product in at theellisshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexhostore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at thealexjonesapp.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy.
the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So, best-selling author, billionaire businessman, former U.S. intelligence asset, Patrick Burns here with us, and he's breaking major news today. And I wanted to, you know, get him to get to his big news later because I wanted to cover the president posting an interview from last week saying it's important to watch dealing with Venezuela and all the rest of it. But then he just gets into this incredible letter that he got from the former head spy chief of Venezuela laying out what's really about to happen and go down. So, Patrick, if you'd like, I can read it or you can read it. I mean, we posted it on X, Real Alex Jones. I know it's posted over with you as well at Patrick Byrne on X, but I think we should go over this because this is a big deal. And sure, as you just said, I think you're right. I think Trump posted our interview to warn the deep state, you only have days or weeks to roll. I think I'm getting from what you're saying is this is an imminent strike. So we should talk about how big we think those will be just from our own opinion. Patrick Byrne, please continue and recap how big this is.
This is huge. This is the head of military intelligence of our enemy, Venezuela, that has now in an American prison written a letter, and I'll be happy to gloss it. I won't read every word, but let me read the important phrases.
No, take your time. Let's put it up on screen. We'll blow it up. We'll put it on screen. Dear Mr. President Trump, the people of the United States.
My name is Hugo Carvajal. I was a high-ranking three-star member of the regime, military intelligence, Deputy National Assembly. I'm in an American prison. I pleaded guilty to crimes. He was convicted on some drug trafficking crimes from 2011. A narco-terrorism conspiracy. I write to atone by telling the truth so the U.S. can protect itself from the dangers I witnessed. He describes how he broke with Maduro in 2017 and fled, and now he's coming back. I see the need to address the American people about the reality of the Venezuelan regime and why President Trump's policies are not only correct, but absolutely necessary to the United States national security. Written by the general from Venezuela who built the whole, you know, okay, so he's broken it down into a few subjects. One is narco-terrorism. I personally witnessed Hugo Chavez. This government became a criminal organization now run by Maduro, Diosdado Cabello, and other officials. Diosdado Cabello is a name Americans should start with. Diosdado Cabello is the head of the cartel. The purpose of the organization, known as the Cartel of the Sons, which is a reference to the Generalissimos, who have a son on their shoulder, is to weaponize drugs against the United States. The drugs that reached your cities through new routes were not accidents of corruption, nor just the work of independent traffickers. They were deliberate policies coordinated by the Venezuelan regime against the United States. The plan was suggested to the Cuban regime, that's Fidel Castro, to Chavez in the mid-2000s, and has been successfully executed with the help of FARC, that's the Colombian narco-terrorists, ELN, Cuba, and Hezbollah. The regime has provided weapons, passports, and impunity for these terrorist organizations to operate freely from Venezuela against the U.S. So that's an act of war. Venezuela has weaponized the drug trade to destroy us. So that's one thing to know. Let's move on to let's talk about that before we go to point two. Let's talk a minute. Anything you want to say about that one, Alex? How's that grab you?
No, you told me from Monday, I want you on. You said, I got some big stuff. Wait. I mean, you're not just saying this, you know, this over and over again. This is so huge. And people are like, oh, we don't believe a drug dealer. He fled when Trump was first in last time trying to get rid of him. He left. That's why then once Biden gets in, they go grab him to shut him up, because that's the piggy bank. It gives him total credibility just for the position he was in. Plus, we know that's what they were doing. It's not like we need to believe him. So this is a total insider.
By the way, a part of this story that when I finish the letter, I'm going to tell you how the CIA has been blocking like crazy anyone. We had to really go by hook or crook to get access to him in the prison.
Yeah, what a clue that at Rikers Island you got this information.
Yeah, I was actually ready to pay for him. I was ready to give him my lawyer, Stephanie, and she wanted to take his case, and the government got in the way. So we actually got somebody in as a paralegal who has spent weeks debriefing him and recording and all this getting written and signed by him. But this was him. He wanted to come clean. Let's go to part two and part three, because it'll shock your viewers even more. Can you roll up just a couple inches? I was present when decisions were made to organize and weapon a trend at Aragua. General Hugo Carvajal was present when decisions were made to organize and weaponize criminal gangs across Venezuela to protect the regime known as Trend Aragua. They ordered the recruitment of criminal leaders inside and outside prisons to defend the revolution in exchange for impunity. After Chavez died, Maduro expanded this by exporting criminality and chaos abroad to target Venezuelan political exiles and artificially reduce crime statistics within Venezuela. And oddly enough, the man that we had in prison interviewing him, Hugo Carvajal, tried to kill five times. So our man sat down with Hugo Carvajal and said, General Carvajal, you know, I know you tried to kill me five times. He said, yeah, yeah. And they got along. They've been spending months together debriefing in this prison cell.
This is a major victory you've had, which is crazy. Meanwhile, you have, as normal, the CIA trying to block it, the CIA trying to block total regime change. People ask, why is Jones settling for regime change? Because the CIA finally found regime change they don't like.
Right. Right. Well said. Well, you have a great sense of humor. Let's go to the last couple points, which are going to even blow your socks off even more.
Let's go to
the last. I was present when Russian. This is huge.
This is point three. Counterintelligence espionage against the United States.
I was present when Russian intelligence came to Caracas to propose to Hugo Chavez the tapping of submarine internet cables that connect most of South America and the Caribbean with the U.S. for the purpose of penetrating U.S. government communications. Someone's blocking, trying to barge in on our. Okay. I warned Maduro that this would invite American bombs. He ignored me. For 20 years, the Venezuelan regime sent spies into your country. Many are still there, disguised as members of the Venezuelan opposition. That means the Venezuelan Republican, the conservative Republican Latinos down in Florida and Texas who we think are Republicans, many of them we know are actually still out there, Cuban Venezuelan assets.
And by the way, that's the intel we keep getting, that even a lot of the so-called conservative Cubans are actually double agents.
Yeah, absolutely. Even the guys that show up to us as like real staunch Republicans, it's all a facade. So let me finish this because we're getting to the best stuff. For 20 years, Venezuela sent spies into your country, blah, blah, blah. They bragged about having sent thousands over the decades. Cuban intelligence showed me their networks inside your naval bases on the East Coast. U.S. diplomats and CIA officers were paid to assist Chavez and Maduro. They acted as spies for Cuba and Venezuela, and some remain active. Let's put a pin in that. I'm going to come back to that. And then the fourth and final point, Smartmatic was born of an electoral tool of the Venezuelan regime, but soon turned into a tool to keep the regime in power. I know this because I placed the head of IT of the National Election Council in his position. He reported to me. So the Venezuelan government created a weapon. The mafia government created a weapon, put it under military intelligence. The weapon was the electoral system, and they weaponized it and made it a company called Smartmatic, which is the guts of Dominion and all this other stuff we've talked about. The Smartmatic system can be altered. This is a fact. This technology was exported abroad, including the U.S., regime operatives maintain relationships with election officials and voting machine companies inside your country, the USA. I do not claim every election is stolen, but I state with certainty that elections can be rigged and has been used to do so. Now, he knows, so we have more than he's saying here. So I'll stop there. I think that's roughly basically the end of the letter. There's some formalities. He's ready to give everything. So let's talk about the content of the letter, but then let's talk, Alex, about how this letter came to be and who tried to block it, because we've been fighting the CIA and the Pam Bondi, the DOJ, and Todd Blanche, who've tried to prevent this letter from
coming to existence. Expose it. Get into it right now.
Okay. This guy reached out and was willing to cooperate. I was willing to send him a lawyer. We're ready to do all this. Tulsi Gabbard, but he was about to be sentenced. This is 5-6 months ago, at which point he would lose any incentive to give us anything. So we thought Tulsi Gabbard should call Pam Bondi and say, national security, there's this guy doing about to be sentenced on a drug trafficking charge from 2011. He's got national security information. We need to interview him. Tulsi's people were briefed on this 4 times in depth. Tulsi's had 2 big black eyes so far. One is that her people betrayed her. CIA betrayed her and told her that Iran wasn't close to a nuclear bomb. That turned out to be a lie. The second time was she should have demanded national security to interview this guy first. Her people didn't inform her, even though they were briefed 4 times. Secondly, when the CIA Gary Bernson came out and he finally a few days before he was about to be sentenced, Gary went public and said, "Hey, there's a huge national security opportunity that you're missing, Tulsi Gabbard." Only then did she hear about it. She didn't even know about this guy until then, even though her direct reports had been briefed 4 times. They kept her in the dark. So that's one thing. Secondly, we then notified, we wanted that this guy had information and he was willing to give. The DOJ blocked any access and the CIA blocked any access. That means Pam Bondi, Todd Blanche, and John, John Ratcliffe blocked. And the CIA has been taking the position to Tulsi Gabbard that this guy doesn't have any useful intelligence anyway. He's the head of Venezuelan military intelligence. He built everything and he doesn't have any useful intelligence to debrief him on. That's pretty weird, don't you think? So they kept, so we couldn't even get, even though he was willing to accept our person as his lawyer, the DOJ blocked it. And so we got somebody in as a paralegal for $1 an hour and has been sitting him in prison with him for months and got everything. So we have everything. There's no point in killing him because we already have everything. That's amazing. And it reminds me, last thing I would say about that is it reminds me of a fellow we know that's very close to us. He was Hugo Chavez's bodyguard. He defected 10 years ago. He's been briefing the feds as well since June. And the feds' jaws were on the floor. 14 feds in a room down from DC hear what he had to say. I mean, he's got diaries where he took all the notes. Yeah, today I met with Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez and they said bribe this American in the State Department, $20 million. He's our most important spy. Then there's this other guy we need to get. He has it all. He came into the U.S. 10 years ago. He met with a DEA and he briefed them how all the drug running was working at the time. He wanted to meet with the FBI to turn over all this information to them about the election systems and about the payoffs, the spies inside the American government getting paid by Venezuela. He wanted to meet with them 10 years ago. The CIA blocked it. So when he got interviewed this June and July, so there's been, it's just far enough past. You can assume there's been a big federal effort. They've met with, I think, 29 different Venezuelans we have brought in who've dished on everything, how everything works. They've got you, Uncle Sam has the whole picture. They said to this guy, how come you've been here for 10 years and sitting on this? We can't believe it. And he said, I tried to get in contact. The CIA blocked it. The CIA would not let me talk to the FBI about the spies we were paying or or the election, the weaponized election system, the CIA blocked it the whole time. Normally, I don't try to dish on or hurt the CIA, but it's about time they eat their own cooking. There are some secrets I'll keep for them, but I'm not keeping, they've been traitors, their bosses have been traitors, and the American people should know the CIA blocked, not only that guy just described, they blocked this Venezuelan general sitting in a prison in New York, didn't want to let Pam Bondi or anyone get there.
It's elements of the CIA, the Democrats, with China, using it as a cutout, we know, to do this, so they're covering their own ass. Trump understands that now, but the larger issue is that's why the Democrats and others are so desperate right now, because they know all this is about to come out.
Yes. That's why I think I've told you this before. I used to be the guy, an Arab I used to play chess with. Whenever I started to beat him, he would always find some reason to drop a napkin on the floor and then reach for it and knock the whole table over. Never wanted to actually go through the loss. That's what we're facing here. These people know they are checkmated. The walls are closing in on them. They will do anything to knock over the chessboard and not have this game reach its logical conclusion. And that's why you're seeing... That's why you're seeing all kinds of, they want a color revolution right now. They don't want Venezuela to be hit. And that's the problem, because they know that when Venezuela gets liberated, all of this is going to be coming out from the Venezuela side and confirmed and people tried. So they don't want, unless Venezuela is turned over from cartel to cartel light, they don't want anything to happen. And when the war's over, I mean, once Venezuela has been liberated, I'll tell you more about how there are some people within the CIA who tried to sabotage this invasion. And I'm not going to say anymore.
Well, look at the hysteria to get rid of Hegseth on Signalgate and Kill Them All thing. All of it made up, all of it confirmed now. They are just desperate to get control of the Pentagon.
Yeah, what is it, this beef about Peter Hegseth that they're suddenly on? What is that all about?
No, they did the Signalgate. The Inspector General said there's nothing. And now the witnesses came out, judge advocates. Hegseth just followed Trump's order, hit a drug boat, wasn't even on the call. It was just all made up.
They're not beyond that. It not only doesn't surprise me, it would shock me if they weren't. They're willing. They are really at wit's end, and they're making desperate plays. They do not want this war to happen. But the problem is, the longer President Trump stalls, and I think this could have happened as soon as the USS Gerald Ford showed up, which was, I think, about November 20th. He's been getting stalled by weenies around him and different pressures and different forces. And every day he stalls is giving the Venezuelan regime more time to organize, not just there, but domestically. They've got lobbyists, they've got senators, they've got congressmen, they've got crowds they can pay off. They're organizing this resistance here against Trump, and every day it gets worse. Time is not his friend on this. He should not be delaying anymore, I believe. Time's his enemy now. He needs to get this going. And there's
no question. Maduro said 2 weeks ago he'd leave by last Friday. He didn't leave. Now he says he's not leaving. What do you think is really going on?
Well, he's stalling. He knows that he's stalling and playing for time. There are domestic political forces at work, from lawsuits and things like this against Peter Hegseth, and they'll have other lawsuits and whatever they can do to slow this down. And the more they slow it down, the harder it becomes for Trump to do. And I think, I mean, what does my vote count for? I think he's got to execute. And they're just stalling him. They're just stalling him. Of course, we want to avoid a war if we can, but we've given them plenty of time. You know, the Russia and China backed down. Russia and China were out saying, you know, out there basically saying,
I was about to say, what do you make of Russia and China the last 10 days cutting Venezuela loose?
They cut that. It was really this Monday. Trump said, fine, you want to stand with them? Fine with them. We'll start World War III with you too. I mean, Putin made a very direct threat that basically he'd defend Venezuela to the edge, to the point of World War III. I forgot how he said it, but that was, and Trump answered in kind. And what do you know? They bluffed and they backed out. And now as of Monday, yeah, they sent 150.
Yeah, but that's part of the deal. Trump's going with the Russia deal. But so it's like, okay, that's our hemisphere. That's your hemisphere.
Yeah. You know, we should never have started this Ukrainian war. The Ukrainian war did not start on February 24th. It started on February 18th when Zelensky started shelling Russian villages.
Sure. Joe's on record saying they started it. So let me ask you this.
It really,
what is the time frame? I mean, how does Trump, I know we don't know this, they haven't figured out what they're doing yet, but I mean, how soon till we hit Venezuela, or do we not hit Venezuela? What happens if we don't?
Well, we have to. If we don't hit Venezuela, we tell the world that, okay, you can now come up, kick the USA in the crotch, poke it in the eye.
I was about to say, this is not just about exposing election fraud or sending a message for people to blow the whistle or stopping fentanyl. This is about the world knowing we're serious.
Yeah, this is that we're not a serious power if we let this slide. And Trump's been surrounded by people like Rick Grenell and others who have been saying since Trump came in, you know what? Let's bury the hatchet with Venezuela. Look, they've offered a gold field. They've offered some oil fields to American companies, and some of them are your donors, Mr. President. And I hear Trump has gotten really pissed and says, I don't even want to hear a word of that. Some time ago, he started realizing the people who were telling him that. Can you imagine after doing this to us, that if we would let them off because they gave some drilling rights to Harry Sargent or something, would that seem appropriate to you for a world's superpower? To say, it's okay, we'll let it slide.
Well, that's the new liberal talking point. What did Venezuela do to us? I've been on there 31 years, and I've been interviewing election fraud experts for like 29. I was hearing about Venezuela when this all started. I mean, people don't understand, like, Venezuela has a budget bigger than all the U.S. intelligence agencies combined.
Oh, yeah. There are six people who are worth over $100 billion. We think they've taken between 1.7 and 4 trillion. So now when people say, what did Venezuela do to us? There you have a letter from our enemy, the general, over their military intelligence who ran the program, telling you exactly what they did to us. They expanded this drug war, started being run as a Cuban military operation to destroy us. They rigged our elections. They tapped our cables and turned it over to Russia.
By the way, people laugh at this thing about Cubans.
What do they have to do?
Look at Mayor Bass and a bunch of mayors are open to Cuban intelligence. So people make a joke. They look at how poor Cuba is. They did that on purpose to their people. Don't look at how poor they are and think they don't have power. All the money's being used to attack the next country.
Right. Anybody like the Borg in Star Trek? You know, in Venezuela and Cuba, they train the soldiers in basic. They had broomsticks. And our guys laugh at that. Oh, look how poor, look how primitive. They're not coming at us. Americans are a little, we don't understand espionage like people do in other countries. Espionage, and especially communist subversion, like they're all Leninists. You got to learn how communists come to power is always through espionage and subterfuge. And they're really tricky and they're very good. And you can't dismiss them. Cuba, Venezuela overthrew the United States. When the history books are written, what they're going to say is, what they should say is, we were overthrown. We were Dunsky. We were hanging by a thread, and that thread was the last thread was getting snipped on November 5th, 2024. It would have been impossible to get out from under the situation.
Well, look at Red Dawn, made by Millis in the early 80s. It's about a Soviet-backed, Chinese-backed Latin American invasion, because that's the declassified plans, Rex 84. That's been the plan.
Well, you know, I think a bunch of that that equipment we left behind in Afghanistan, I think a lot of it got moved to China and got crated up, and I've been told it's sitting in Mexico. They were ready to come across the border with it. It's sitting in Mexico in the hands of the cartels, the stuff we abandoned in Afghanistan. If Kamala had come in again and the border had dropped again, we would have been in our war.
Oh, that's like Fast and Furious. Millions of guns sent by Obama to Mexico to the caliphate.
Yeah, but these weren't AR-15s. These were, you know, our most advanced weapons that we left behind, and, you know, all kinds of helicopters and other
javelins
and drones. There's Iranian, you know, that's another thing. Venezuela has let Iran open some drone factories. Iran is very good on military drones. They have built drones. They've got a drone factory that's making a drone that can reach into the mainland of the United States. I think it's only around 800 miles from Venezuela up. They can, or maybe even you should check that. But they've been building drones that can deliver into the USA.
All right, Patrick, we're out of time. You got to come back in the next few days. Absolutely massive. Patrick Byrne on X. Incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure.
Wow, the former head of intelligence for Venezuela flips to America thanks to Patrick Byrne. Huge news. All right, I didn't plug last hour or this hour. Got to do it right now. Until this weekend, buy any supplement, any other supplement free, thealexjones.com. Normally we do one supplement, get the other free of the same supplement. No, you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $35, $40 supplement free. Massive thing, and they're great products. We need your support. Stand with us in this fight for liberty. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time. Get $40 to spend in the store instantly when you become a subscriber. Special deals, special offers. Everybody should become a VIP. The widest selection of Patriot apparel and more. All right, Harrison Smith in the War Room takes over now. Find the feeds at Real Life Shows. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.